What's poppin'? Oh, a lot poppin' in the Deals in the D.com studios. The Tuesday show with me, Drew, Trudy, Mark, Zoobs, Brandon. As, boy, a lot going on.
And Kobe!
Yeah, we'll get to Kobe. I love that little cut because, you know, when, I just remember his kids going, Butterbean! You know, for Bob Love.
Oh, really?
The Bulls player.
That's
oh, yeah,
who it
people
was,
did
buddy.
That all the time when you shoot a basketball. You
oh, of course, you're pretending who you are. Yeah.
Skyhawk Kareem!
Kobe's name worked perfect.
Go! Well, and Chappelle, he was really shooting, he was throwing a condom in the garbage, wasn't
true,
he?
True, he was, yes.
Let me hear it again.
Kobe!
It's perfect.
The way it lands, too, if you remember the sketch. It's
yes.
So gross.
Let's see, Facebook Live? Yes, there we are. Got my Ram shirt on. Brought to you by Northwestern Tech, the heating and cooling school in Southfield, and HVAC is all they teach. 10.5 months to become a skilled tradesperson in HVAC. Over 90% get jobs in the field pretty quickly. You make $40,000, $50,000 after a year, and you can make a lot more than that. A lot of these people start their own businesses. Maybe you're in a sort of a dead end with your career path, or you're looking to get started. Well, maybe Northwestern Tech is for you. I think you know. I don't have to tell you. NorthwesternTech.edu. That's NorthwesternTech.edu. And Kobe, we'll get into Kobe pretty soon.
Kobe!
I'm so weary from watching people talk about him, and it's a huge deal. You know, being with the Lakers and winning 5 championships.
I was saying to Zoobs, if he ended up playing for the 76ers for 20 years.
Or the Dallas Mavericks.
Won the same amount of championships, was as dominant. Is this as big of a story?
No, it isn't.
I don't think so either.
No. Well, what
if, that's not to diminish him. It's just the power of Los Angeles.
If Karl Malone died...
Never won anything.
Oh, I know, but he was
I don't think
amazing
he,
stats.
Never delivered.
He loved his children.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Oh.
No, I was just.
That's right. It wasn't Karl Malone Cheryl Ford's dad? And did he?
Hey, Carl. Good to see you.
I don't know.
Kobe.
I don't want to talk about Karl Malone.
No.
All I know is it's been getting a little. Oh, God, I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to do it. Generally, the coverage, you know, it's just terribly sad. It's horrible. And I don't want to be a shithead about it. But there's a little too much of that he's a better father than everybody else.
You dick.
I think.
I mean, I understand he loves his kids. Everyone loves their kids. And that's a really sad part of the story. Plus, his daughter dies. I mean, it's terrible.
God, that's can't even,
I don't like it when people start acting like people are better, you know, in areas. Basketball, sure. He's incredible. Unbelievable. And I love him because he was so determined. He had that thing that I'm going to be so good that it doesn't matter if the refs are bad, doesn't matter if there's bad calls, doesn't matter who we play, I'm going to be the best and my team will win. He had that thing, and it's rare, and it's not celebrated like it used to be, in my opinion.
Did you happen to see that, I mean, not only was he a basketball savant from birth, practically, but he also taught himself other things like languages. That was one of the things. And piano.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He taught himself to play Moonlight Sonata. And instead of getting a piano teacher, they were explaining that he just decided to play it note for note himself, listen, and then learn it by ear so he could play it for his wife.
I do lots of work.
Okay.
He was an amazing.
Again, we're getting into the area where, you know, he's a better husband. He loved his wife. You know, he sent her this thing away. I'm like, you know.
You got to admit, though, Drew, he had a lot of talents.
Kobe Bryant have decided to take my talent to. I have decided to skip college and take my talent to the NBA.
LeBron stole that
I know.
From Kobe, and a lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
Well, I love Kobe for his basketball. He was incredible.
He was phenomenal.
I think he's a determined guy, and I think he was on to another chapter in life. But I'm just getting a little worn out on just the other stuff. Like, and it is part of the story that he had children, and his daughter died, and his poor wife. And I'm sympathetic 100%. And I'll just mention this before we move on. There's a Washington Post writer who tweeted out a link to, I think it's a Daily Beast story about the rape.
Yep.
Right after he died. Right after he died. And she's been suspended. Yep. And I think I think it's a really interesting thing to look at because, okay, it's true what she tweeted out. I think it's really stupid. And I feel like people just have no sense of taste whatsoever. I mean, he just died. Can we not, you know, let people mourn him?
There'll be plenty of time to analyze
his
life. I mean, every person has flaws.
Well, and we know this. This is not a story that didn't get any attention either. She's not making news for me. So, I don't know. Trudy, do you think she should have been suspended?
Wow, that's weird ground to cover there.
I know it is weird because I kind of felt like, you know, I'm okay with that. She wasn't fired. I mean, she could have been fired.
She's getting death threats now, by the way.
She works for the Washington Post. Yeah.
Yes.
I kind of feel like maybe they're held to a standard where you have to have a little more decorum than that.
Yeah, that's sort of how I felt about it. And you know how else I felt about it was, look at this. A writer for the Washington Post, which is supposed to be one of the best pile of journalists you could ever have.
And you are fake news.
They don't know how to use social media. They don't know how to do it. I mean, isn't that interesting?
That is pretty interesting.
Man. So God help Evan Rachel Wood, who tweeted out the same thing.
Oh.
That, hey, it was all these things, but he was also a rapist. And she got hammered. And I don't know if she'll be canceled. The thing is, you know.
She wasn't canceled already. I didn't even know she was still in there to be canceled.
Did she do something cancel worthy?
Evan Rachel Wood? Isn't she like?
She dated Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
That's the end of my information.
It's like
dump.
The 90s, right?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of hers. So
she just did something recently.
Wasn't it Westworld?
Westworld, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'm willing to bet this is the most
good
Twitter
job,
action.
Kobe!
This is probably the best Twitter action she's had in years. I bet the clicks were really good.
Yeah. Except they weren't. That is the most typical celebrity LA way to die, isn't it? In a helicopter.
A plane
crash.
Or a helicopter?
I mean, overdose is pretty good.
Well,
yeah, I would go with overdose, right. I think. A lot of plane. I mean, we went through
bankruptcy
is
a good way.
We left out Eric Andelsack of the Lions.
Yes.
Who's hit by a car.
Truck.
A truck, yeah. And also Petrovich.
Drazen Petrovich.
Yeah, there's a few others in there, too. And I realized. That's why the Grammys snubs people every year, because there's so many, and you know, you're bound to miss one.
Drazen was so good. If he didn't die, we'd be walking around going, Drazen! Kobe!
No, we'd still be going,
what?
Kobe!
By the way,
doesn't roll off.
Butterbean!
Drazen Petrovich!
The in memoriam part of the Grammys last night, I know we're not there yet, but that kind of sucked. There were too many production people involved.
Marketing people? Music marketing executive. Get out of here.
Were they running short on people who had died this year?
No.
It didn't seem like it.
The family knows somebody.
Who are they?
God, a tough year for drumming. Hal Blaine, Ginger Baker, and Neil Peart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Then, I have a complaint, and I'm surprised nobody else has said this. They ran Rocky Erickson of the 13th Floor Elevators.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Right next to Daniel Johnston.
Oh, yeah.
And they both mental. Had mental... Yeah. Health issues.
They
were both kind of kooky.
They grouped them? Because I noticed they grouped the rock guys all together. Did they group the...
Yeah, I think they were grouping the loons together, and that's not cool.
Loons. That would have been a great band name for if they were in a band together, the loons.
The loons.
That would have been awesome. I would have gone, hey, we're going to go see loons this Friday? Yeah.
Of course. You never know what they're going
to
do.
I want you two to kiss each other.
They both had a tendency to celebrate their issues, by the way. Yeah. Rocky Erickson, I thought, was great. So, yeah, that was interesting. And the Grammys, we might as well... I want to go Grammys
first. It's the Grammys!
Oh, my
Doesn't
God.
Doesn't that say it all about the host?
Yeah. It's the Grammys.
Oh, I hated that song. I hated that song.
I really hope, you know, that there was a story about how Taylor Swift dumped out.
Yeah.
I really hope that that's what they put in her place. Like, we don't know what to do. Alicia, just go bore people for 4 minutes.
She's like Stevie Wonder. She can make up a song like that, though.
Oh, that was so bad.
Obama.
She said something after the fact that made me think she's been working on that song for
a while.
Really?
It had all the nominees in the songs. And
well, Drew, you got to be prepared after all.
It's the Grammys.
I could see Matt Farley looking at a list of the nominees and doing the same song.
Except it'd be better and it might be
way
funny,
better.
Too.
Way
and by
better.
The way, doing a stupid 4-minute song like that and then having in there keep the speeches short is like, shut up.
Keep this
shut
dumb
up.
Song.
You're wasting so much time already.
On what?
It's the Grammys.
Drew, we really needed her though.
Your heart is necessary at this time.
That comment is always so like deep.
What does that mean?
Who said that?
Your heart is necessary at this time.
Because oh, in times of trouble and turmoil and we don't know where to turn and we need some perspective on life, everybody turns to Alicia Keys, don't
we? Of course. I do.
This is how I feel about Alicia Keys. I think she's a really nice person.
Yeah, everybody's her brother.
Yes, they are.
She's got a lot of love.
She's very talented. She's a loving person. But she talks to me as a viewer. I feel like I'm in elementary school and she's a first grade teacher.
It's the Grammys.
Or am I in Sunday school? Maybe she's a Sunday school teacher. Yeah. There's a lot of that sort of thing.
That's not her strength. She's not good at that. I don't know why she keeps trying.
Hosting is her strength. And she did it last year. They got the lowest ratings ever. This year, not only is it the Grammys, and there's a lot of interesting things going on.
It's the Grammys.
But also, oh my God, that song.
That's so stupid.
But also, Kobe Bryant died. I thought people would tune in to see what people would say about Kobe. And he got a lot of...
It wasn't too over the top either.
No, I thought it was nice. I mean, and
Boys to Men something to do. That's nice.
Yeah, no, shouldn't Boys to Men be just men now? By now.
yes, they should be men.
The band men.
Well,
we'll be boys.
Didn't New Kids on the Block? Oh, they're NKOTB.
Yeah, they.
Because being called kids is so stupid.
That is the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
They should be BTM.
Yeah, BTM, yeah.
Okay, I'll call
and tell them that.
I'll go there ATM. First. Trudy, how'd you like the Usher tribute to Prince?
The first thing I thought was, is that Usher? And then
did look different, didn't he?
Where the hell has he been?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well,
who dug him up?
I'm suspicious about this.
That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well.
The third thing I thought is, why are they doing a tribute to Usher? And then I realized when I rewound
Prince,
it.
You mean?
Yeah, or Prince. Yeah,
he's Prince again.
Well, Trudy, he's been dead for 3.5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Is this a 3.5 year anniversary? So, I mean, is somebody trying to help Usher out? Is that what it was? Because you know what we learned this week, that they do things to help people they like.
Well, if you listen,
it's the Grammys.
Listen to Alicia, they have a special coming out. But, you know, take your time with that. And I thought, why didn't they do it?
Oh, that's why they did it.
On CBS, right.
It's a promo.
I know.
Why Usher?
Hype. It's hype.
I mean, shouldn't you have a guitar player doing Prince?
They could have her. Her could have done it. They could have Gary Clark Jr. did it, who fucking killed Prince.
Yeah, he looked great.
He was so great.
Yeah. And her, too. Actually, that Pepsi commercial was kick-ass.
Wonderful.
It's weird being named her. Wonderful. I feel like I have trouble speaking of her.
You can just be you.
Yeah, that would be confusing too. Anyway, the Grammys are lower than last year, which were the lowest. So I'm starting to wonder, do they just want to have a good, nice black female? It's inclusive and ratings don't matter anymore. Is it like radio? Probably. I swear to God, I don't think radio ratings matter much anymore.
Well, it'll matter.
It's all about sales.
It'll matter when their contract's up with CBS, right?
No, you're right.
When they negotiate that. We hit on who should have really been the host, Trudy.
Oh, really?
They should just have Kanye host it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wouldn't he be a great host?
Oh, Kanye would be cool.
Yeah.
And people would watch because you go, oh, man, what's he going to do?
And it would be 7 hours long.
Yeah, it'd be a church service, though. So
I want to say the Golden Globes did well, but they had Ricky Gervais. Yeah. And Ricky Gervais is one of those, oh, what's he going to do?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And he was good.
When you find out it's Alicia Keys, you're like, oh, boy.
I know.
Again?
You know, and I hate it when...
Your heart is necessary at this time.
I'm sorry, Common.
Remember when somebody did the awards? Was it James Franco? Or no.
It was Franco and...
Franco and Anne...
And Hathaway.
Mrs. Hathaway.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Doogie Howser's done it.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris. And then what's the girl, Asian girl... From her last name's
Sandra Oh.
Sandra Oh. I was gonna say
Sandra Oh face.
Oh.
She hosted, and who was she with? It was a guy.
No, I thought she didn't just do it herself.
Was it herself? But the next day, it's like, oh my God, she did a great job.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Oh.
Every time. I think
I don't know what a good host is anymore. I thought it was. Holy moly. Wow. What are you guys?
I'm so sorry.
I've often visited private lives.
Kobe!
Why is that person calling you?
I had a question.
Let me hear Trudy tell him what to say. Oh, I thought you were just going to tell him.
Yeah. I wanted to ask her some questions.
Oh, I see. Really? Is she a mentor to you? That person
she,
that we're
she
not
had
telling
a procedure
people
that I'm interested in.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
This is what Trudy was saying about her earlier today.
I love her for her powerful, skillful, once-in-a-generation voice. I love the way that she uses that voice to share real vulnerability and truth in good times and in bad. I love that she's a human being of unbelievable kindness and generosity and an artist of endless inspiration.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. That's beautiful. Now, who could possibly live up to that? Who is he talking about in real life? That's Trudy's intro from now on.
Well, you don't remember who it is?
No, I don't.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Brandon, do you know who he was talking about?
No, I don't.
Okay, now guess.
Billie Eilish?
Nope.
It's not Lizzo.
I mean, who?
Lizzo?
Who is worthy of this kind of interest?
I love her for her powerful, skillful,
once-in-a-generation voice. This guy's gay.
I love the way that she uses that voice to share real vulnerability and truth. In good
Grande.
Times,
oh, Grande?
No, which is bullshit.
Ariana Grande.
By the way, that song, I can't stand. I mean, actually, I realize that I can't stand any of her songs. I can't stand Thank You Next. That is the most selfish, indulgent, bullshit song. It's like, oh, my exes made me better. They did their job. Thank you. Next. Next penis, please.
The first line of last night, too, she's talking
Isn't
about.
Isn't it? I mean, am I crazy?
No, it is. Yeah, it is.
She had a new first line introing it, talking about, I see myself walking down the aisle with her mom and her dad. And all I can think of is her dad sitting there listening to the song of all the guys she's nailed.
Yeah, all the wieners, all the past wieners and what they did for her. Because all the wieners' jobs is to make her better.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what penises
to
do,
add a little
Drew.
Piece to her. And so that, you know, I guess when she gets her final wiener, she's perfect.
Penis makes the world go around.
I don't know.
Did you see her performance?
Thank You Next, too, is so dismissive of the past wieners.
Well, you know.
I mean, we can be pretty dismissive, too, as dudes.
Yeah. You know, I think if a guy wrote it, wouldn't
people
say it was...
Oh, guys, you've wrote a million songs like that.
Oh, no, there have been. But, I mean, right now, if a guy saying, Thank You Next, bitch, was the number one song, wouldn't people say, oh, that's a shitty song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they probably...
It's like 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Probably be all right.
Well, that was so cute, though.
Well, speaking of cute.
I mean, that was a huge song. That was a gigantic song.
Next.
I don't think she even realizes that there's anything wrong with it. I think she just thinks, anyone who's helping make me is a good person. Thank you. Next.
Dave
Barr, next person to help me.
Dave Barr on Facebook Live wrote, her dad's beating off to her.
Thank you.
Next. Dave Barr's on a streak.
Did she thank the person who got out of the donut licking thing, too? Because that's, she'll thank that person.
I know. The person that licked the donut and talked about how much she hate American. America
I love her for her powerful, skillful, once-in-a-generation voice. I love the way that she uses
once
that voice
generation.
To share real vulnerability and truth in good times and in bad. I love that she's a human being of unbelievable kindness and generosity and an artist of endless inspiration.
Kobe!
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
Well, isn't he canceled?
There was something really captivating about her performance for the wrong reasons. I was a little freaked out at one of the dancers and could not take my eyes off the dancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can you guys pick out who that dancer might be?
The dude, right?
Yeah, there's a guy. And Drew, you watched it and said, I didn't even notice there was a guy.
I thought it was just another girl.
You know what?
Frankie?
I'm serious.
Yeah, I don't think it's Frankie. It might be.
What? How could you hate me? I'm perfect. I'm amazing.
But he's got high heels on and he's got the lingerie on and he's doing like all the ass shaking stuff. It's so bizarre.
Next.
It's kind of weird.
Watch him shake it here, Trudy.
Oh.
And he's in women's lingerie.
He's in high heels.
And, you know, which is fine. That's what he wants to do.
And the only reason I knew it was a dude is because his nipples are showing.
Yeah. He's no top on.
But you will not be able to take your eyes off.
I'm watching her dance around with all those people, and I'm just thinking, I could not even imagine. My brain doesn't have enough imagination to imagine how about her it is in her world. I mean, there's no... I don't have a big enough imagination.
Just listen to unfathomable. Just listen to the lyrics.
No.
Thank you.
She's the worst.
Which, you know, I have to admit, I don't think Billie Eilish's record was that great. I guess, you know...
Don't you like it?
You know, it's very niche-y. It's unusual. It's different. So I respect that.
And that's why Tanya Tucker hit the bricks as soon as she heard she won.
I was surprised. Am I the only one that noticed that? They're showing everybody separately, all the nominees, and then they say Billie Eilish, and Tanya Tucker just, bam, she's just up. She darts out.
And it wasn't like a, I'm going to hug you. It was a whirl around. Yeah. And right. I thought I saw her head heading up the aisle.
She's
white hair going up the aisle.
She's kind of a hothead life too. I mean,
I didn't know that her team photo.
Our team photo's huge, which is okay. But
why is she shing like this? What's that about?
I think she may have had some teeth knocked out by Glenn Campbell, among others.
Trudy, how would you like?
Not so
to be...
too, but her teeth looked okay. But...
She's also been broke. She's lived in a trailer recently, and I think she's in at least double figures on 911 calls, either for about her or from her. I'm guessing. I'll look her up. Maybe I'm crazy.
Who would you like to date in this lineup, Trudy?
Okay.
Glenn Campbell, Merle Haggard,
no.
Andy Gibb.
Gross.
Don Johnson's Nick's. Crank.
Oh. Don Johnson's crank, I guess.
Those four other pretty rough dudes.
Don Johnson
dudes.
Looks okay now, though.
This guy's wiener is, you know, huge, right?
Those are like her four major boyfriends.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Don Johnson, it seems like if he's there, it's that thing's got to be... I hope she's had some work done since, is all I can say. But
why would she? And fix her teeth.
She's definitely got a sense of adventure. I hand it to her.
By that, she could get diva.
But Billie Eilish, I like her for
I'm
a few
so
reasons.
In love with my brother right now.
Well, there's that.
There's Billie Eilish.
This whole homeschooled, I do everything with my brother. It's really immature in a way, but it works. I mean, look how well she's doing. She won all the awards just like Christopher Cross did.
Ooh.
And I kind of wonder if maybe Christopher Cross has had hits, though. I mean, he's done okay. But, I mean, certainly when a guy wins all those Grammys his first time.
Yeah, it's hard to follow
It's
that up.
Really hard to follow. I think she's going to have trouble following it up.
Miss the Grammys.
Maybe not. I don't know. But here's why I like her. First of all, I think she's real. She's very humble. I mean, I thought she was very sincere, which I like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also, you know, maybe this is just a personal thing. 99 out of 100 girls who are trying to be what she is or a star are trying to be the next Madonna, right?
Yeah.
Look how hot I am.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she's not doing that.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
she's the opposite of Ariana Grande.
It has to be something that people truly like, unless they like her because, I mean, I don't know. I judge people's music completely separately. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, as a person, she seems very, very likable, very normal. She's got issues.
That being said, her music sucks.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
I don't get it. It's unique, though, and I'll give her points for that. And then Lizzo, the same way.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Lizzo's Knox Me the Next Madonna. She's truly talented. She's playing the flute. That was cool. I like that.
That album is really good, though. And she does a lot of different styles. She can sing. I'm just surprised that lost to, you know. But then again, it's the Scammies.
Yeah. And you know what? Her also doesn't look she's like so she's good. Trying to be the
so
slut
good.
Star.
Yeah.
She's so
I mean,
good.
And she's got a nice body.
I like how she, yeah.
she could be.
I like how she was playing the piano, and I'm like, it's kind of Alicia Keysian. And then she jumps up, and she like wails on the guitar, and then she sits down again. And
Trudy, I thought for my first song, I was like, Alicia Keys is doing another song. So I thought she was Keysian too.
I didn't know Billie Eilish was homeschooled, isn't she? How old
yeah,
is she?
She's 18.
She still hasn't graduated?
She thinks she got a GED, maybe?
She probably graduated. Yeah, she probably finished when she was 14 or 15, because she was writing music and sending this stuff out when she was 13 with her brother Phineas.
I should be back in school.
Who looks just like Topher Grace, by the way.
Oh,
have you ever seen him in the same room?
No,
what?
I haven't.
Who? Topher?
Topher Grace and,
and Phineas.
Phineas.
Can somebody, I just wanted them to kick Kevin Jonas off the stage. I mean, he acts like, I'm jamming like crazy. These guys are singers and I'm the real genius of the band. Jamming, jamming, jamming. And it's like, get the fuck out of here. You don't fit the band. They're carrying you. We all know it. Just be done. Bye.
I mean, he's the one who's interacting most with the audience. The other bros, the other Joe bros are just walking
cool.
and strolling.
He was ripping that acoustic.
Was he really ripping?
Oh, I saw him.
Okay.
Plugged in.
What do you say, girls? You want the Jonas Brothers to douse you with their white foam?
Well, the outfits.
Yeah.
What? What is that? And he had food in his tooth.
Joe did.
Joe did, and he admitted it. A million people were on Twitter going, "Hey, isn't there something in his tooth?" And
gross,
there was.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
So I'll get to the biggest debate of the night in just a moment. But first, is there anything for us on the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Well, if we want to try, Stan always. Stan's always
Stan. About. Okay,
standing by.
Forgot about Stan.
If you want to call the Super Bowl hotels, this might be the day to do it.
Okay, I got to think of rosters and mispronunciations, but that's a good idea. We haven't done that in a while.
Because tonight is the media night, and they're just sitting around waiting. You know, I think it starts at 7.
If you're paying more than 7% or 4% on your mortgage, or you have lingering high-interest credit card debt, you want to call Hall Financial. You want to maybe combine all that debt or do a refi. Maybe you could pay a lot less, like so many people have already. 1,000 five-star reviews from Hall Financial. People averaging, in some cases, less than 10 days from the start to finish.
Kobe!
To get that refinance going. Yeah, that's a score, Kobe!
That's what they should say after they sign all the papers.
Kobe!
It's a simple process. It's no secret. Saving money is smart. Get started. Call 248-308-5000. Go to druinmike.hallfg, or you can click the link on our website. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435.
What was that?
I don't know what that was.
All right. All
right. Did you get new Zod copy, by the way?
Yeah, that didn't work out well, did it?
That should be the new one.
That didn't work out well at all, did it?
All righty.
Are you okay?
So many things. I thought it was a really busy show. Here's what I most got into a squabble with. Which was, I saw Aerosmith with Run DMC, and I was enjoying it because it's Aerosmith and there's no other rock and roll, basically all night. And then Run DMC came out, and I thought they were fine, and it was a hot mess. You know, Tyler's in the crowd.
Right.
They went into the second stage, and I thought something really weird happened to the sound as they were walking off.
Yeah, I guess so.
With the guitars, especially, I think. But then it was okay, and then it was... I thought the whole hot mess in the end, like you see Flava Flav going nuts, and the crowd went ape shit. That was the loudest applause of the night. But then Mark hated it.
I thought it was terrible. I don't know. Maybe because it was a hot mess. I thought his voice, I kept saying to Drew Toomey, you got to watch it on a surround system because on your little kitchen TV, it didn't sound as bad.
Yeah, I thought it sounded like Steven Tyler. I mean, he is 70, so maybe I cut him some slack.
I'm just kind of embarrassed for everybody up there. And then he does his little dance with those two chicks.
And that was part of the hot mess.
And everyone keeps going, well, you know, he's 70. I'm like, exactly. Act your age.
Well, and his hair is really long, and he's got a mustache that looks really dumb. But in the end, I was like, you know, look at those guys. They're fucking rocking, having fun. Yeah. On national TV, they're
Joey Kramer.
I don't have a
looking in the window.
Well, that's how it started. I'm like, really, Joey Kramer couldn't be part of this hot mess that's out there?
Yeah, I saw a story somewhere. It said the real reason for Joey. Man, I'm on Rolling Stone, and I meant to read it because what? Does anyone know what the real reason is? There's apparently something behind the scenes. Can you cue it up, Brandon? Are you queuing up Aerosmith, Mark?
I'm looking for it on here.
In his Aerosmith van.
I thought it did arrive in there. Drugs, right?
Aerosmith van. Is that all it is because he left rehab early?
I don't know. I didn't see the Rolling Stone article.
Just go to Walk This Way. That was the bulk of it.
I love this song, too.
Like this song. I didn't think he sounded that bad. I thought when they walked off stage, something weird. I'll even tell you where it is.
When he was singing with Lizzo? Here he is. that sounded pretty shitty right there, don't you think? Listen.
At least he's really singing.
Sure.
By the color of his skin.
Yeah, okay, that's on it.
Swearing, apparently. He's running up the stairs there. I mean... I don't think they needed to do this.
A rock and roll.
What's he singing?
I have no idea, but I can't hear Joe's guitar right now.
I have a theory about that. I think he's so competitive with Joe Perry that he has to sing as though he's the guitar.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Well, Joe got some pretty good licks in on the Walk This Way. And, you know, the other thing is they've done this in award shows, I want to say, three times already. So
I think it's played out. Right, Trudy?
Yeah, it's
as
played
the,
out.
Arbiter of all that is played out.
I personally enjoyed it, but...
How many times can they tell the story?
Well, that's silly.
I mean, I'd rather see this than Ariana Grande.
I dig his pants, though.
But crank it up. Oh, this is dumb, too. They should have just come out and done this song with Run DMC instead of...
Yeah.
The wall?
Busting through the wall.
Like the video? It's crazy. What's going
on? That's kind of awkward.
You know what? Let's try something a little different, Steve.
Why does he sound... Wait. Why does Joe sound like Hugh Hefner?
I know that was weird.
It just like you.
Oh, look who it is.
Two for the show. Damn show. Kobe.
And Kobe does make an appearance at the end. Kobe said, it's a huge hot mess.
I thought the people up front weren't as exuberant as they could have been.
Well, wait till they get back up on stage.
Sure, you're surrounded by a hot mess. I think they're scared.
What a mess.
You're so old, it hurts me to look at you.
I think the crowd's getting off.
It's
Don't you go die on me.
All right, enough drops. You can't hear him anyway.
No,
can't.
No. Kenny Chesney is just sort of...
Where is he playing? Kobe's jersey's up now.
Kobe! Kobe! Kobe!
No, Tyler.
Jesus.
He decides he's got to bring two girls up on stage.
I know, that was...
Look at Flame!
I know, Flame is so excited. Arms everywhere. Clock flying.
That girl does not want to go on stage. She should be Me Too'd for that.
So awkward.
Yeah, and
they don't know the steps?
It's just a step I'll change. And Steve's like, get out of here.
Woo! Wow. Oh, I'd love to have a voice. Okay.
It's the crowd. The crowd goes wild. Most of the Twitter people.
For all the dudes on the stage, all y'all gay.
Most of the Twitter people were pretty happy with it, but there were a lot of them like, who is Aerosmith? You know, because the 20-year-olds start tweeting, going,
really?
What is this?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Who are they?
I don't know. Well, I actually checked on a couple of them and was like, oh, this guy's in college at, you know, USC or something, so.
Really?
And this guy's Jim Bentley trolling.
Yeah, it's
well, there's always that. Well, so, anyway.
That's stupid.
I think what else we talked about. Sure. Oh, Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello.
Singing to her dad.
Yeah, to their home.
Way too awkward.
It was so awkward.
I hated that.
And he had to force cry.
And then this isn't really about the Grammys, but, you know, Dave Chappelle won Best Stand-Up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't show up.
Of course.
He's probably
not.
Busy.
Why would he?
Aziz Ansari also didn't show up. Is Aziz Ansari still worried that he's going to be Me Too'd or something?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. He's made it past that, hasn't he?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Ooh, the claw's coming at you.
In that room? Come on.
Oh, that room's very judgmental.
Yeah, but they've all had issues.
Yeah, that's true.
Hollywood. What's up, y'all? Sometimes I start a sentence really soft and then get loud.
And Trevor Noah was nominated. I'm like, wait, Trevor Noah... He can't be in the same category with Dave Chappelle. I just don't think.
Yeah,
am I even. Crazy? I'm really starting to think I'm crazy because I hear people say how funny Trevor Noah is.
He's not.
Am I just supposed to? Are we supposed to pretend certain people are funny or great actors or great singers?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Play be along. More funny.
Play along with us.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's. I don't know. I don't find him terribly objectionable, but. He is not
well,
the comic
genius.
I don't
hate
genius.
Him or anything. He seems like a nice person.
He's on the other end of the continuum from Dave Chappelle, for sure.
In terms of
being funny, yeah. He's on the other end. You know,
well, I think
Dave's
really funny and he's not
he's
funny.
He's not funny.
That would
yeah.
Right,
my continuum.
That's right.
He's, oh, okay.
He's way
I thought
back
you meant
here.
His comedy was on the other end of the spectrum.
No,
different.
No, no. Dave Chappelle is yeah.
Okay. I liked Lil Nas X.
It was great.
I really
it's
dug
so
that
silly.
Performance.
Yeah.
And they got BTS in there, which
was the perfect way to get BTS in there, because nobody wants to see them sing in Korean.
I don't think so. Well, they dance a good game.
Yeah, no one wants to see that, though. So let's have them just party down with Lil Nas X.
It was just a kind of kooky performance. And it's like, here's this black gay guy in a cowboy outfit singing this country song.
It worked.
I mean, how many people, I wonder, said, no, you scrap that. Just scrap that shit. Are you kidding?
Although he didn't
look
need
what
to,
a big song it is.
He didn't need to bring out the yodeler kid from Target, the kid that yodeled in Target, Mason, whatever the hell his name is.
And didn't Cyrus get up there too?
Oh yeah.
I gotta say, Cyrus wailed. I thought he was pretty good.
Really?
Drew?
He was anyone? Okay. I mean,
all I can think of you are the sperm donor for that thing, Miley.
Yeah, but Miley can sing. Cute potted mom.
My objection to him is that the family, I just am worn out. The family's played out.
Yes. It took a break for a while, though.
Agree.
I was okay until Noah came along and we had to pretend we liked her.
He doesn't sound bad, does he?
No, I thought he's okay.
No, but there's something about somebody who changes his image to fit whatever the.
No,
decade
true.
Is.
I don't know.
His image has always been novelty song.
He looks like early 90s George Michael to me.
Yeah.
He does.
But this set was incredible how it rotated. It was fantastic set.
I don't know. I thought those two did pretty good.
I want you two to kiss each other.
It's not a bad song. It's catchy.
There's Noah Cyrus.
No, I'm really not joking about this. Is the Noah Cyrus thing, are we just supposed to pretend that she's great? Because, well, she's Miley's sister, and so it would be horrible if she wasn't a star, too.
But didn't they try that a few years ago and it didn't work, and she's
Trudy,
just in the background
she's already
now?
Over.
She was in a
she's
major over. Slot on, I forgot what award show.
For
she had, like,
TV.
One of the final songs.
Yeah, but... I remember.
Why would she ever be there?
They're trying to make that happen, but it doesn't.
Why can't she's the Jonas? She's the Kevin Jonas of the Cyrus family.
Clearly,
they marry each other.
I don't really want to get into this, but she's not real hot.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because she wasn't wearing a lot of clothes, and I was like, am I supposed to pretend she's hot too?
It's a Cyrus family tradition, though.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think she even has she even put on an album? Oh yeah, wow, she's got a few albums out.
She released
an album last year.
Does she get streams? I mean, check out her streams. I'm just curious how many people are pretending. I swear, I feel like there's a lot of pretending going on in this country right now.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Oh, you know what? She had one EP, was her discography, and it made it to 13 on the U.S. Heat charts. What's that?
Well, what's her biggest song? See how many streams it has.
In the U.S.? Well, I'm just looking if she charted. She did chart.
Heat charts?
She charted with a song. 46, Make Me Cry, whatever that is. Went platinum.
Platinum?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's okay. Then she's got to have streams because it didn't sell a million copies.
I just wonder if Miley and Billy Ray's basement are just loaded with albums. They just bought to me.
That's always a possibility. I mean, that does happen. Let's amazingly.
Her top stream song is 367 million.
Oh, God.
What? No.
Okay, see, there is a lot of pretending going on.
You know what, though? It's a compilation group song. So I'm not even going to call it. It's from a movie.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
So this one is 100. Her next biggest is 145.
Can that
million.
Be counted? Because isn't it on a soundtrack then?
No. So we're going to count this one. 145 million streams, and it's Noah Cyrus featuring XXXTentacion.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it. But why would XXXXX that? I mean, he's done a lot of horrible things. I think this is the worst thing he's ever done is doing a song with Noah Cyrus. It's worse than anything. I apologize for that.
Here's a nice piece of shit.
But the star of the night was, of course, Kobe.
Oh, by far, yeah.
Kobe!
And we'll talk some more about Kobe. There's
Tyler, the Creator. I thought he was pretty good.
All right, I got to say my speech, dog.
The Dumb and Dumber wigs were... Okay. That was kind of weird.
Brandon, you just played it.
Cool.
He called his...
All right, I got to say my speech, dog.
He's calling his mom, dog. Isn't that strange?
He's a strange dude.
Damn, I don't got nothing prepared.
I don't know. I just don't think you should.
Hi, mommy.
Calling your mom dog?
Not.
It just seems so weird.
Term of endearment.
A beautiful dog.
I love that his buddy, too, is on stage with him. The guy that's seen every show with him and been along the way.
Yeah, what?
Brought up his Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah.
He was holding it in his hand.
That was a great call because I wouldn't have noticed that if you had pointed it out to me. That was. How funny is that?
You got to like a guy who doesn't really seem to give a shit.
Yeah. Well, if he's bored, what's he going to do? Nothing you can do. You're stuck in your seat.
Oh, I guarantee you that thing was fired up most of the night.
Brandon, are you getting your lock of the Super Bowl ready?
I've been doing tremendous research. I will have it ready by the end of the week. Yes.
Cool. Can you bring out some prop bets that are just kind of interesting, too? Just make it a whole feature.
Sure.
The MyBookie prop bets and, of course, the game itself. And you can bet on halftime, and you can bet on if there's going to be a gay couple in a commercial. You can bet on so many things on MyBookie.ag. And if you put in promo code Drew, you can activate the half match. They've got you covered with lines on every major sporting event, NBA, NHL, NCAA. In fact, place a wager of $20 or more on the Super Bowl, and you earn yourself a free entry into the March Madness Bracket Contest. Plus, if you deposit now, they'll match your deposit halfway. That's free cash to throw down on your best bet. Last chance to take advantage. So sign up now and enter promo code Drew when you make your deposit. That's promo code Drew to give your bankroll a jump start. MyBookie.ag. Play, win, get paid. And we will have the lock of the week coming up, and you want to? We had a little Super Bowl history, I guess, to go along with MyBookie.
Just a little special feature. It's a special week. Today is actually Media Day. Yeah, and then all week long Radio Row. So here's a little
Radio Row.
There's a feature about the Lombardi family and trophy, correct?
That's correct.
I'm excited about this.
Are you ready for some football?
It's Super Bowl 54 week.
This is the Super Bowl!
The San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs battle for the Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Green, 16, set, hot.
And now some history of the trophy's namesake.
Football! All night!
Good morning, David Trump speaking. Coach Lombardi, he actually was a Latin and a chemistry teacher at a local parochial school. He coached football at that school, I think, prior to going up to West Point as the assistant coach or as their defensive coordinator under Coach Red Blank. And I believe the Coach Lombardi is buried in a cemetery in Middletown, New Jersey. So he does have some roots in New Jersey. The New Jersey Turnpike named its service areas after famous Sons and Doors. And we only do it on the Turnpike. I believe the idea of doing so originated in the early 50s when the Turnpike first opened up. Except for the name, the coach Vince Lombardi or Lombardi, there's no football memorabilia from the Lombardi family there. When the original service area or the original Vince Lombardi service area opened, the Vince Lombardi family did loan the New Jersey Turnpike Authority some football or football things from the coach when it first opened. And then after a while, you know, it was on loan to the Turnpike Authority. And once that loan had expired, then we returned the footballs and stuff like that back to the family. The Vince Lombardi service area is currently closed due to a service area capital improvement project. We hope that the service area would be reopened just prior to Memorial Day. I wish you the best in the 2020 New Year, and drive safely.
And there we go.
I learned a lot about the trophy.
David Trump on the Lombardi Trophy, Lombardi family, the Lombardi rest stop, which
informative.
Very powerful, if not a little hard to follow. Anyway.
It's a very interesting documentary.
Yeah, and I think they're doing a 30 for 30 on that.
Who needs Wikipedia?
And I think he's pretty sure he's in there. So it's a new year. It's a new decade, which means it's time for Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInAD.com Start Something New event. During the Start Something New event, our friends at Zod are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about the Jeep wave, stop by Zod and lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. But if you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters, and you make any model over miles, body damage, payments required, no problem at Zot. You don't have to face those weenies you got the last car from. You can just take it to Zot, and they'll put you in a new one, and they'll take care of that awkward moment. They'll get you a new ride for the new year. Check out the deals in their massive inventory at DealsInAD.com.
Awkward.
And Dr. Roche is, of course, busy with a new year, too.
Yeah, and in the spirit of the Super Bowl, too, Dr. Roche is into tight ends. Wants to tell everybody you can tighten up your bod at Dr. Roche with HD liposuction. He's a pro at liposuction, the most skilled liposuction surgeon in the Detroit area, and uses fat transfer, PRP, and stem cells for faster healing to sculpt bodies and repurpose the fatty areas that are resistant to diet and exercise, which is, you know, like your belly and your butt and stuff like that.
Funny way to put it.
Also, Zorona 11 treatments, which helps reduce that look of sort of the pebbly cellulite look. 11 treatments, 353, and ask about their specials for their arms, your neck. And you can upgrade to Virju as well, which is the other laser that does that. $3,500 saline breast implants. And Diva, if your area is all Tanya Tuckered out, they've got something for that as well. Diva, three treatments regularly, $4,500 now, and special for $3,500. And a free G-Shot to boots. So just go to 248-338-1110 or DRROCHE.com.
Interesting note on the Kobe Bryant story regarding Felicia Sanmez, who tweeted out the link to the rape case, the Daily Beast, which did a – it's a pretty powerful story. I mean, it's a pretty damning story.
Go through all the court records.
It's not one that's going to make you feel better about Kobe Bryant.
No.
It's probably the last link in the world he would want tweeted out upon his death.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. I mean, we all have something that we'd rather people didn't talk about.
Sure.
About us.
Uh-huh.
Because we're human beings, we make mistakes, and that's why I feel like, and you know, maybe somebody can help me with this. When Elle Brooks died, when Don Imus died, I mean, there were horrible, horrible things out, and I did see people responding saying, "Hey, come on, that's bullshit." You know, the family is mourning. Mm-hmm. The Metro Times had a real nasty one. A lot of other people had some shitty tweets about Elle Brooks. Don Imus, it was like a sport.
Yeah.
You know, he's a racist and he's nothing else, and we're glad he's gone. And this outrage is substantially bigger because Kobe Bryant is a huge figure. He's an idol to so many kids and so many adults, too. I mean, you see a lot of adults crying who are just fans. They don't even know him, but they loved watching him play. They loved his competitive spirit. He was a role model, certainly, for hard work. And getting what you want by busting your ass for it. And those are good things.
He's 41.
Yeah.
And he's taking his kid to a basketball tournament.
Yeah.
Well, basketball is his wheelhouse.
But still, it's just...
No,
granted, it was in a helicopter, but it's still kind of a normal thing to do.
Yeah. No, it was normal. And
he's taking it to going to Colorado to, you know, visit... the side of his crime, then maybe it's
I think it's really
right away.
I think it was really sad, and I don't like this. I don't like the woman that went off on Barbara Bush. You know, oh, glad she's dead. You know, can the rest of these war criminals die too? I mean, it's like, what?
Well, that's even worse, because when did she really do anything?
No, Barbara Bush did nothing wrong. Please.
There used to be somewhat of a sense of decorum and a respect for people who just pass away.
But now it's only certain people. Certain people. Michael Jackson got a lot of respect when he died.
Yeah,
and he
right.
certainly, I think
a lot of that death was by his own doing.
Absolutely.
They lie.
Not
overdoses don't get treated with much,
No, you don't get a lot of respect after an overdose, usually. There's a lot of sadness, and there was a lot of sadness there, but he was a child molester. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's it's like R. Kelly dying almost, and not... You know, just giving him reverence. I don't know what would happen if R. Kelly died. I'm not wishing him death.
It's weird, too.
Wouldn't that be weird?
That would be.
That'd be great. If he died, who cares?
The Post is suspended. Okay, this is an opinion piece in the Washington Post. The paper that suspended Felicia Sanmez for that tweet that linked you to this horrible rape story. But true. The story's true.
Felicia.
The Post is suspended reporter Felicia Sanmez following her social media activity over the death of NBA great Kobe Bryant. This just came out. Here's the explanation from managing editor Tracy Grant. I love that drop. Mm-hmm. National political reporter Felicia Sanmez was placed on administrative leave while the Post reviews whether tweets about the death of Kobe Bryant violated the Post newsroom social media policy. The tweets displayed poor judgment that undermined the work of her colleagues. What did Sanmez do to deserve this brushback? She tweeted out a very good story from the Daily Beast. News of Bryant's death on Sunday prompted an immediate and overwhelming expression of grief on Twitter with fans and followers praising an NBA icon. The perennial all-star perished in a helicopter crash along with 8 people, including his daughter. Sanmez wished to remind everyone of one incident in Bryant's life. Now, this editorial is clearly saying, she didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And I think that sentence says it all. Sanmez wished to remind everyone of one incident in Bryant's life. Why did she want to do that so badly?
Yeah.
Why was that so important to her?
Yeah.
Doesn't his death and his family mourning, isn't that sort of...
Isn't that the story right
now? That I'm not sympathetic to this girl in Colorado. Not at all. This is part of his legacy. Nobody doesn't know this happened.
Right.
Side note, that girl in Colorado could have testified, but that's why it never went to criminal court, because she decided not to testify.
And there
because
were some other
settlement
issues. The
Oh, all the semen?
Yeah. Well,
so, but she put those on the next day.
Shoot.
Different.
I mean, it's a very interesting story. But let me just finish. An immediate and overwhelming expression of anger piled on Sanmez from Twitter users. She had directed her followers to the April 2016 story by the Daily Beast, Written at the time of Bryant's farewell tour through NBA cities, the story takes a deep look at the sexual assault allegation from 2003. The case never made it to trial because a 19-year-old accuser who'd been dragged through the mud for months by the media and Bryant's defense team declined to testify. She did file a separate civil complaint, which Bryant settled. Bryant issued an extensive apology to the accuser and others in securing dismissal of the criminal case. Although I believe the encounter between us was consensual, I recognize now she did not and does not view this incident the same way I did. Twitter users didn't care for the contribution to the conversation about Bryant's life.
Contribution.
Matthew Keyes. Washington Post reported Felicia deleted her crass tweets about Kobe Bryant, but screen grabs her forever, and I took some before she deleted the tweets.
What a hero.
And then, by the way, her next, she tweets after that. It's kind of hard to read. Let me see.
Who wrote this piece?
That was. This is the opinion page.
Yeah, from the Washington Post. Yeah. Which is interesting.
Felicia says in her next tweet after the link, "Well, that was eye-opening to the 10,000 people, literally, who have commented and emailed with abuse and death threats. Please take a moment and read the story, which is written 3+ years ago and not by me."
So not my
they're
fault.
They're the bad people. Isn't that a little...
It's very poor judgment by her.
I mean, isn't it a little odd that she suddenly says, "They wrote it, I didn't write it"?
Yeah, you brought it up, though, bitch. You take your punishment. By the way, if there were editors who were in charge of things... That wouldn't
Twitter,
have happened.
Though. It's Twitter.
Right, exactly.
Well, should there be an editor for Twitter, maybe, for the Washington
or
Post?
The Washington Post
There's
reporters.
Been some pretty funky tweets have come out of some major news organizations about quite a few things.
Well, if they don't want to take the flag, then they should decide who contributes what. Like
you are fake
or
news.
Used to.
Then, let's see, Fantasy Magic RIP Kobe Bryant tweeted, "Easy decision, Felicia Sumnes, you've been blocked." Ooh! Emmanuel Acho, "It takes immense skill and stupidity to find a way to play the victim in a moment where 9 people lost their lives in a helicopter crash. Again, delete your account."
Well, that's a good comment.
I liked it, too. "Many of the messages express similar thoughts and ways to disqualify themselves from repetition on a family-friendly newspaper's website. Monitoring her mentions on Twitter, Sumnes spotted a great deal of abuse and animus, as she later noted on Twitter." To the 10,000 people, literally. Yeah, we just heard that. Then she says... She tweets 36 minutes later, "Even if that public figure is beloved and that totality unsettling, that folks are responding with rage and threats towards me, someone who didn't even write the piece but found well reported, speaks volumes about the pressure people come under to stay silent in these cases." In one of her Twitter posts, Sumnes included an image of her email inbox containing the email of names of people who participated in the file pushback. Oh, so she's telling on more people.
Doxing them.
In an interview with the Eric Wemple blog, Sumnes says on Sunday afternoon she emailed Grant and her editor to alert them to the threat she'd received so they'd be aware. Wow, Trudy's got a lot going on.
Kobe!
Let's see what she says. "Just so they'd be aware things were getting a little out of hand, I sent them the links. Tracy wrote back a couple hours later asking me to take down those tweets. She reported that she was a little delayed in taking down the tweets, in part because she was concerned about the threats." Oh, please.
Bull.
Really? You're so afraid of the threats that you don't take down the tweets?
Nice that she learned a lesson in timing.
"Someone," she says, "had posted her address. Management continued to worry about the tweets, noting that Grant sent her another message saying if she didn't delete them, she'd be in violation of a directive from a managing editor." Oh, so she was that slow. "She deleted the tweets, providing a victory for all those who'd attacked her for posting a perfectly fine news story." Oh, this is the opinion page talking. "Fearing for her safety at home." Yeah, because death threats always mean the person will be killed.
Yeah.
Sumnes checked into a hotel on Sunday night.
What?
Again, overreacting.
On whose dime?
In a phone call with Grant, she learned that she was being placed on administrative leave effective immediately. The post's concerns with the tweets, Grant had indicated in an email to Sumnes, where they didn't pertain to the reporter's coverage area, and that your behavior on social media is making it harder for others to do their work as Washington Post journalists. A couple thoughts about these objections. One, if journalists at the Post are prone to suspension for tweeting stories off their beats, the entire newsroom should be on administrative leave. Oh, okay, well, maybe they should. I think that's simplification.
I can't think that's kind of a weak excuse, though, to suspend her. It's just suspend her.
Yeah,
for
not being tasteful.
Frankly, do you think she should have been suspended, though?
That's a tough call. I think there should be. I think they should make the tweets go through some central editor at the Washington Post, because tweets are read by more people than probably their articles.
Yeah,
so
that's
if
fair.
If they have to have their articles viewed, whether she should be suspended, my personal opinion is I kind of do. Really? Oh, she's not fired.
No.
And
I don't know if she should. They should have. I don't know.
I mean, if you don't know, if you can't read the room a little better than that.
Oh, no, she's totally wrong, but a suspension, I don't know.
Well, there's no editor to view it, so she obviously feels totally comfortable with it. Not only
100%, she needs to go to sensitivity training.
She smacks back at the people who are so mad. Okay. She doesn't realize how fucking wrong she is.
You're right.
Don't you love social media?
Okay, you've convinced me. To that point, it's almost worth a suspension because it isn't sinking into her. Why she was wrong to post it.
And she didn't remove the tweets because she was so scared.
I just think that's a lie.
Spend her for lying.
In times like this, there's only one person to turn to, and that's Alicia Keys.
Your heart is necessary at this time.
To guide us through
this. I agree. Two, the contention that sharing a link to a news article complicates the work of others requires supporting evidence. Oh, fuck you. You know, I would argue that ignoring a matter of public record is the way to go in making survivors feel seen and... and this doesn't mean I don't sympathize with survivors, but you know what? When Kobe Bryant and 8 other people crash in a helicopter pilot, the first person we think of is not the person who, quote unquote, survived.
No, it's
his wife, his other family members. In this case, it's a lot. It's millions and millions of people, maybe a billion people who really were moved by this guy.
Let me ask you this. Before the helicopter accident and someone said Kobe Bryant, what's the first thing you think of?
Helicopter crash and Kobe Bryant?
No, before the helicopter crash, what was the first thing you thought of? Like in judging Kobe Bryant overall, like when he retired.
Oh, probably just another helicopter crash.
No, before the helicopter crash. That hasn't happened yet.
Oh, did I think of Kobe Bryant?
Last week, yeah.
I thought about him saying 3 WNBA players could play in the NBA. Okay. That was the last thing I thought of him. And then I just think,
judging him overall before the helicopter crash, the rape is one of the first things that comes up.
Oh, it is. In my mind, after that, I know he won a Grammy. I know there was a little controversy because it was in the middle of Me Too. Academy Award.
I just think when thinking of his bio before he passed away, that's a pretty big point. It's just not the right time to do it.
I would have said that what reminds me the most is
Kobe.
He had just died. Just died.
No. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying before that.
It's definitely, I mean, I thought of it when he died. Mm-hmm. It crossed my mind. It wasn't, just because you're thinking about him and his whole life. But I don't know why it's so important that people immediately read this thing.
It's not.
I would argue that ignoring a matter of public record is the way to go, and making survivors feel seen and heard helps Washington Post journalists rather than making our jobs harder. We are more able to do our jobs because we've demonstrated to those survivors that we're worthy of their trust, says San Mez. I'm a little confused. If the Post is arguing that letting those survivors... So, in other words, does she only write about survivors? Is that her beat? I honestly don't know.
That's a whole stay in your lane thing now, too. If you want them to have a bigger personality than just what they write.
Well, that's something they have to decide.
Sure.
If the Post is arguing that letting those survivors feel seen makes other colleagues' jobs harder, I'd appreciate an explanation. I just want to blow this bitch out now. She's really pissing me off.
She's not learning the lesson.
No, she doesn't. I would think the 10,000 people going "fuck you" tell her that you didn't read the room very well.
Yeah,
but she wants to win the argument, and unfortunately, emotion alone will not allow her to win this argument.
Yeah.
In 2018, Sumnez came forward with allegations that this opinion piece annoys me. By the way, it's telling Kobe Bryant fans that you're wrong, that she's just doing her job, and I guess leave it to the Washington Post to have a really hard time admitting that this was really dumb.
Yeah, but they also admitted that the suspension was over the top.
Yeah, they're supporting her. The opinion piece supports the writer.
Yeah, they're criticizing their own paper, which is interesting.
Well, but they're supporting what the paper produces. It's Twitter, it's articles. That doesn't surprise me. Because what's more important in the end, the reputation of the writers and what's in the paper, or the person that decides, that somebody tweeted out something really insensitive, the management. In 2018, she came forward with allegations that Jonathan Kamen, a former Beijing jury bureau chief for the LA Times, had sexually assaulted her after a drunken night in Beijing in 2017. Her account followed similar allegations from another woman after investigation by the Times. Kamen resigned. He issued a statement saying the ex, what does this have to do with, why, I'm sorry, I understand that this parallels something in her own life. But are we supposed to say, oh, well, because of who she is, and then, yeah, she can tweet out something that everybody hates? I mean, this brings hate on the newspaper.
Big time, yeah.
He issued a statement saying the acts were mutually consensual, and the allegations have irrevocably destroyed my reputation, my professional network, my 9-year career in journalism, any hope for a rewarding career in the future. They branded me the Scarlet Letter for life, driven me to the brink of suicide. The Eric Wemple blog asked Post spokesman Chris Karate what social media guidelines she may have violated. Whatever. I'm not getting in the weeds with all this bullshit.
The newsroom is in revolt, though. They signed a letter to the management about the administrative leave.
This is they can't see the forest for the trees. Mm-hmm. Did someone? I'd love to know this. Maybe they did. Did someone at the Washington Post tweet about Michael Jackson's child abuse allegations when he died? I bet you they didn't. Because you know what?
Yeah.
I think this caught them by surprise because it's Kobe Bryant, a guy that can dribble a basketball.
And looking at her bio, I don't think she's ever watched a basketball game. I don't know.
So, in other words, she doesn't really know the totality of Kobe Bryant at all. So she's really not qualified to be, you know. This is a, because I have to admit, yesterday I was stunned when this happened. And it's like, I don't even know what to say about this. It's so, and it, you know, you talked about how random it was. Whoa, it was so random. Kobe Bryant's dead in a, oh my God.
There's only one thing to say.
Kobe!
Well, really? people will be saying Kobe
forever,
for decades.
Yeah, they should.
And that's cool. I'm great with that. Butterbean. Anyway, I have to shoot when I do it, by the way. If you notice, every time I put my hand up.
Are you ready for another part of the story that is going to make you roll your eyes really hard?
I think I might know what it is.
Oh, really?
Wait, let's see. Evan Rachel Wood.
No.
She fucked up.
No.
You know. Wait, there was someone else. Oh, I know where I wanted to go with this. I just want to mention, hold that thought for a second, that I think a lot of people should start thinking about this business of, hey, so-and-so's the MVP of the All-Star Game. I'm going to go through his tweets, and I'm going to put something out from 10 years ago, and every publication in America is going to print it. Really? The guy just really did something good, something great, the pinnacle of his career, perhaps, and someone found a tweet from 10 years ago, so we're going to just...
Well, not we. That one person just doesn't care.
Yeah, but people pick it up. Mm-hmm. It gets picked up all over the place. And all of a sudden, oh, my God, he's a terrible person, and they ruin what is a great moment for a guy who said some dumb things when he was 15. Shouldn't that be... shouldn't we stop doing that?
Sure, it's this whole thing of, you know, people are a little more complex than just one thing. And people can grow and people can learn.
Well, and that's why everyone having a voice doesn't work, because we can all learn the rules and what's right and what's wrong. No one will never get everyone to follow them.
No.
And, you know, thank God they don't, because it's part of what makes life interesting is that people are different and people think differently. And
mess up and people learn, but.
I saw this this denunciation of Joe Rogan.
Except for Ariana Grande. Fuck her.
Hey, she's got a right to do what she
does.
She still
annoys
me. She's got her fans.
No, I know.
She annoys me, too. But, you know, Joe Rogan, I read this big denunciation of Joe Rogan, and I was really irritated by it because, you know, they were getting into stuff like, all his guests are males. And I'm like,
so is his audience for the most part.
Wait, Joe Rogan, you know, whose interests are X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, F. He's not allowed to be interested. He's got to somehow be interested in, I don't know, whatever that topic would be, which would bring in female guests, even if it doesn't interest him. And also he's made some statements on his podcast, which he has to be called out for. He said, you know, he disagrees with the statistical data that women make more for doing the same work. And his statement was, and I thought this is kind of clever. He said, hey, if you could pay women less for the same work, then wouldn't companies just hire women because they could pay less? Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of brilliant, actually.
It's a great point.
So anyway, what did you want to say about Kobe? What am I going to roll my eyes at?
I wanted to share a social
media. Wait, hold on. We have breaking news. Trudy's back.
Oh, Trudy. Okay.
I love her for her powerful, skillful, once-in-a-generation voice. I love the way that she uses that voice to share real vulnerability and truth in good times and in bad. I love that she's a human being of unbelievable kindness and generosity, mm-hmm. and an artist of endless inspiration.
Totally.
That's what she was doing on the phone, I think.
I definitely was. Actually, I was a lawyer.
What?
I was trying to find something out for me. Luke, by the way, managed to make the connections for me. So that's one more thing that Luke Nowak.
In some kind of trouble that we don't know about? Should we adjust your intro?
No, I am totally all TV. All.
I think I found a loophole in your case. I'm going to talk to the judge about a writ of habeas corpus. I'll put the system on trial.
Yeah.
All those things. Lawyer.
Okay, where's the eye roll coming from?
Okay, it's a social media post from Kylie Jenner.
Oh, boy.
Rest. It's just about Kobe Bryant.
Rest in peace and prayers to these families. I still can't believe this. This is the helicopter I would fly on from time to time.
Like that could have been me.
With that pilot, Arazabayan. He was such a nice man. Hold your loved ones close.
Oh, God.
He's basically saying...
Like that could have been me.
It could have been me.
You know what? I think somebody on Twitter wished it was one of them. Funniest segment.
So she just flew in it for Dream's third birthday.
Oh my God.
In November.
She made it all about her and her 3-year-old. So she and Dream, it could have been Dream too.
It could have been
her and Dream instead of Kobe and his
daughter. That could have been me.
Kobe!
Dream.
Oh, Jesus.
How embarrassing is that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of really embarrassing comments. There's a lot of people making it about them. The best speech I've seen.
Couldn't she say if she wanted to say? Couldn't she just say that? Hey, I knew this pilot, and he was a very nice man,
and I feel so bad for his family. But yes. No, she has to say, "Oh my God, it could have been me."
Yeah, I was just on that. Plane.
It could have been Dream too.
I used to use Kobe's chopper. There's a lot of people too. I find this to be really weird, and see it a lot of time in overdose deaths where they blame the person who overdosed.
Someone else.
No, they blame it on, you know, because a lot of times addiction can be a disease, but there's a lot of blame immediately on overdose death. So in seeing this one, I'm like, how is Kobe going to get blamed for his own death? Because that happens a lot. Mm. People like to blame the person.
Well, because he... And
immediately, it's because he flew when they shouldn't have been flying.
Right.
Well,
yeah, but
I saw...
Is that his call?
The last Jenner to fly it was probably the one that left, you know, like the instruments... wrecked or in some way worn out, or it was probably her fault.
They put that thing through hell.
There's too much moisture in the
wait.
On the yoke.
Yes,
yeah, well,
for sure.
Today, Harvey on TMZ, I don't know why he felt he had to say this, but he said, there's no indication that Kobe Bryant being a passenger had anything to do with the desire to fly. And he just told us that LAPD grounded all their choppers. Mm-hmm. There were numerous people who would not fly. It was considered too dangerous.
Well, I think there's a lot of thinking that Kobe just demanded that the guy fly. And you don't know that. You'll never know
You know, Kobe...
And
this,
the pilot,
this is
it's
what,
up to the pilot ultimately, right? If he's like, no, it's too dangerous. We're not flying.
If you know that the LAPD is down, that none of the choppers from Newport Beach are leaving that day, I would think you would say... It's not even close.
Yeah. But isn't that ultimately up to the pilot himself?
Well, of course it is. But when he's flying Kobe Bryant, that's different than flying me.
I suppose. But you would
and
think,
that's not, that's
you would
not
think Kobe
Bryant's
would also
fault.
Have the best pilot or one of the best helicopter
pilots. You know, I honestly, I can't even begin to say whether he has a great pilot, mediocre pilot. Most pilots never crash. So that's good enough for me. This guy's never crashed. So I don't know. I mean, Kobe Bryant lives a very fast-paced life. He flew to the basketball arena every game. He flew helicopters a lot. So maybe they had some confidence that they shouldn't have had. I mean, and, you know, it's an accident. Shit happens.
Yeah.
Maybe in bad luck. But to suggest, you know, without knowing anything, I can't read the pilot's mind.
I just think it's kind of shitty right now.
Well, yeah, it is kind of shitty. But and by the way, if Kobe said, "Man, I really need to get there," that shouldn't mean
anything
to the pilot.
That's kind of what
my point was. Knowing Kobe, he probably really wanted to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, because most people, honestly, like I look up on a goofy day if I know somebody's flying, and I go, "Oh boy, crappy day to be flying today." Now that doesn't stop me from, you know, hey, don't you dare get on that plane, because I trust the pilot. Is not
to know
that decision.
So, I do. But when somebody's just flying Kobe Bryant and a few people and they don't want to disappoint him because maybe they get paid a little more, or maybe they can brag about the fact that I don't know. I mean, that I'm not saying it happened,
sure,
but I'm not going to rule it out. You know, I don't fucking know. So, our friends and studio sponsors, Zot, Fort and Holly, and Deals in the D, are proud to be our first and longest running sponsor on the Drew and Mike podcast. And as we always say, the best way to support our podcast is support our sponsors. And the best way to support our sponsors is support Jim Bentley, who's trying to make all your wildest automotive dreams come true when he's not on Twitter. Plus, right now, during Zot Ford's Winter Wonderland clearance event, they have all the trucks and SUVs you could ever want. Ford example, least the number one selling truck in America, the new 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4, under $100 a month, or at least Detroit's favorite SUV, the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer XLT 4x4, as low as $112 a month. Finally, during Zot Ford's Winter Wonderland event, lease Michigan's sportiest SUV, the new 2020 all-wheel drive Ford Edge SEL, as low as $168 a month. Call Bentley, 248-215-5151. When he answers the phone, or if Anthony answers the phone, tell him you want to talk to Bentley on the magic number, and pick a time to grab your sweet garage, your new car, from Zot Ford. And just one other thing. It would be our friends at Dr. Yalda's office who want you to be 2020 in 2020 without glasses and contacts. The only way to get there is to opt for a safe, painless, and brief procedure at the Yaldo Eye Center. For 2 years now, our listeners have told us how easy it is. You call the number at your convenience, going for a free evaluation as Dr. Yaldo examines your eyes. He is the most experienced surgeon in the Midwest, and his goal is to serve great vision. So do what many of our listeners have done. Call. Make the call. Get the consultation. Understand what will be required to rid you of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. And maybe you're a couple years away. He'll tell you. Then you can go look at frames. 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com.
I love your eyes.
Kobe!
Kobe!
You mentioned the Post writer who got suspended. Did you see the other person locally who got suspended? The Grand Valley State football.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Well, oops.
Oh, boy.
Ah, boy.
Oops. He's suspended because I don't know why the student newspaper asked a pretty lame question, but he could have dinner with anybody, you know, that question, who he would have dinner with, and he chose Hitler, which...
Was he trying to get suspended?
I don't know. It's not just that he chose Hitler. It's that he said, this is probably not going to get a good review, but I'm going to say Hitler. It's obviously very sad, and he had bad motives. But the way he was able to lead was second to none. How he rallied a group and a following.
Oh, following. That's true. If he was alive, think of how many followers Hitler would have. He'd have hundreds of millions of followers. He'd be a huge influencer. So I'm going to say I'm torn on this one.
Bad intentions, of course, but you can't deny he wasn't a great leader.
I would choose, if I wanted to have dinner with a leader, I'd choose Jim Jones, because people lined up to take cyanide and Kool-Aid because he told them to. What kind? Look at the power he had over his following. And the following he had.
There's a drink product involved.
Couldn't you say Jesus Christ? I mean, he's got a lot of followers, too.
I don't know if he'd have as many followers as Hitler. Probably would. I'm just kidding. Don't anybody cancel.
Why? He could have said... anybody else, but he just decided, I'm going Hitler on this one.
He sounds to me like he likes attention, or he likes drawing attention to himself. Yeah. I don't know.
What a dumb thing to say, though.
Yeah. I hate that question, by the way. Can people stop asking that stupid question?
Yeah. Let's retire that question. Just as
when I have dinner with.
While you were gone, Trudy, I want these people to retire. The people that when someone does something great, and there's another example, the guy that won the MVP in the national... the March Madness finale against Michigan, the Villanova guy.
Oh, yeah.
And before the game was even over, it was out. Bad tweets from 7 years ago. When he was 14 or something, he tweeted a couple stupid things. And so the big story is not that he was the MVP, but that he has bad tweets and he's said the N-word or something. I don't know.
And it's always lyrics to a song. Doesn't it seem like it's always lyrics?
The people doing that are mean-spirited. Yeah. They're being assholes.
Get people in trouble.
Yeah, they want to fuck it up for the guy.
Just trying to, yeah.
So, you know, much like I think the Washington Post writer was not thinking, and I'll even go a step further. You know, when the Houston Astros assistant general manager got fired, he was celebrating that I'm so glad we picked up Osuna. I'm so glad we picked up Osuna. And he's the guy that had the suspension for domestic abuse, And he got so much shit, and they got so much shit when they signed him. And then he pitched very well for the Astros. So he was essentially, they believed he was taunting this female writer who every time he pitched, she would tweet out the domestic abuse story about him. Now, I think that's kind of bogus, don't you? Didn't this guy pay? I mean, I'm not trying to defend him at all. But, you know, a price paid is a price paid. If he were, you know, if he were somebody, if he were my next door neighbor, there's a few people that would know about it. It'd be very embarrassing. He'd been arrested. It'd have been, you know, awful. But he'd been allowed to move on with his life. This guy, the whole world knows, he's, you know, put under a microscope for what he did. And it was terribly wrong. But every time he appears in a game to tweet out the allegations, isn't that kind of, is that a little over the top? Does that really do anything?
That's like harassment, you know, more than anything. It really ignores the idea that people are able to change and learn from things and evolve.
Well, he hadn't done anything since. And I don't know this guy, so I don't know, you know, if he's a bad guy all around and she knows that. I don't know, but it just seemed to me, and I'm not defending the guy, the Astros guy either. I mean, everybody in the story, the story just sucks. But I'm sure in the end, the writer that tweets it out, she probably feels that, yeah, I won, or I got my way, or he's a bully, and he's a domestic abuser. But actually, what she's doing, I don't like what she's doing. And I don't mind that she wrote an article about it, or she wrote multiple articles about it when they acquired him. I think that's fine. I mean, it's part of the story. But every time he pitches, what, 80 games a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a short reliever. And on on that topic, oh, my God, this is – Brandon, go to TMZ and bring up Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt got pulled over. Kareem Hunt is the guy who got in a physical altercation with a girl and said when she complained about it to the police, he said – she called me the N-word, and I didn't do anything. And she made it up because she hates black people. I don't know. I remember exactly what he said. So anyway, they took his word. I said, oh, boy, he's awfully convincing. Yeah, this is terrible, and he's sorry. And so he's a great running back, and he's going to play. And he wanted to have this fabulous year for Kansas City. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes up with security tape of her leaving his hotel room. And what do you know? He's trying to punch her. He's shoving her. He kicks her when she's on the ground. After, remember, he crashed into her. He crashed into somebody defending her. Mm. She gets knocked over. She's kind of hurt. He goes over and kicks her. And all of a sudden, it's like, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, I feel so bad. And guess what? The girl didn't call him the N-word. They were upset because she wouldn't fuck. And she met him that night. She was hanging around. And she thought, oh, they like me for me. And she was wrong. Nobody read the room very well that night. But she, you know, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and she wants to leave. And they're like, wait a second. And then this, you know, some altercation takes place and we finally get to see it. So he's, oh, my God, you can't believe how sorry I am. After he lies and says that she's a racist. I mean, when he got busted, I thought, wow, that is so bad. Because not only did he hit her, mm-hmm. not only is he lying about it, he's saying that she's a racist.
Right.
Yeah. And that she just throws the N-word out at people for no reason. And that's really rotten. And when I saw his apology, he was like, wow, he does a pretty good job of feigning that he's sorry. So he's suspended, and the Cleveland Browns signed him. And I was surprised they signed him, honestly, because the tape is it's really bad. It's not Ray Rice bad, not quite.
Cleveland! Except,
you know, this is going to come off wrong, but Ray Rice, you know, a lot of husbands and wives have terrible arguments, and he punched his wife, and that's terrible. Kareem Hunt barely knew this. He barely knew this girl. Barely knew her, right. And he's hitting her and kicking her.
Because Ray Rice spit on her and knock her out and drag her out.
It was horrible, but it was his wife, and apparently they had a real life kind of argument. I mean, I'm not defending him, but I'm just saying this girl barely knew Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, neither one of them deserve any awards.
I don't think
I'm not trying to say that either one of them.
You're
are
supposed to love your wife.
Horrific.
You shouldn't do that to someone you love.
So is it better?
Maybe.
Is it better if? I mean, the courts say it's better if you're mad at your spouse and you do something to him than a complete stranger. The courts recognize that.
Do they?
Yeah, because crime in the heat of passion, like if you're,
you know, but they have to do something wrong though.
Well, I don't know what she. I don't know what he was mad about. I really don't even know. I don't
think
he told
catch
us.
Her banging some dude and then beat her up and put her on the elevator.
Well. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not. Like I said, I don't even like saying it, but he didn't. Okay, let's just leave it at this. He didn't really know this girl. He just met her, and he's hitting her and calling her a racist, and it's like, oh, my God. So he gets pulled over in Cleveland the other day, and this cop is a big Cleveland Browns fan.
Oh.
Did you get an autograph?
But listen to Kareem Hunt talking to this cop, and Kareem Hunt is all about him. He says that, you know, oh, I've been through a tough time, and he really makes himself sound like he's a victim trying to get the cop to give him a break because he has pot in the car and he has open alcohol in the car.
Oh.
Wait, that's his radio blaring?
I think that might be the cop car.
What?
Does the audio not come in until he?
He's not. We can't hear them talking because I don't think his microphone's on. I think that's the microphone in the car.
I don't know cops were allowed to listen to regular radio.
Yeah,
are they ride around.
They listen to us, though.
So do you need me to speed
awesome.
Up?
Awesome.
No, let it go right now. Kareem Hunt gets right out of the car, which you're not supposed to do, by the way. But he's Kareem Hunt, so of course,
well,
you know.
He wasn't even pulled over. He pulled over himself.
Yeah.
No, he's pulled over for speeding. Actually, I think there's an edit or two or three. Here we go.
No. Actually, listen, Kareem. This is how this works, right? I understand you're with the Browns and all that. Okay?
I understand
so
that.
Listen,
officer, I just really got a flight. I got to catch.
Okay.
That's all.
So listen to me.
Like I got
a flight. I'm gonna search the car. As long as I don't find anything in the car, listen, I'm going to give you a traffic ticket for speed and get you out of here, okay? But you seem like there's something else going on.
No,
here.
I don't. I'm just like, I'm really just trying to get there because
okay.
I'm about to be
so
late.
So let me go do that real quick. As long as I don't find anything, I'll get you out of here, okay?
Mm. Oh, nice.
Traffic ticket's not going to get you in trouble, man.
All right. Awesome.
I mean, listen, we constantly stop the athletes down here, right? Because
oh,
you guys
really?
Are all working in Cleveland. If it's just a traffic ticket, you're not going to get in trouble for it, man.
Then why write it?
Are you,
Man, I just don't like being...
I understand, man.
Man, I've been through a lot, officer. I've been through a lot.
I know you have, trust me.
Through the trenches, man.
Pause for a second.
It's just a traffic ticket?
I've been through a lot. I've been through the trenches. He's going to go on to say that I lost everything. The Kansas City Chiefs are about to play in the Super Bowl, and I'm not playing for them. And, like, poor Kareem Hunt.
Whoa, you're crying like a girl.
What a piece of shit. And the officer's agreeing with him. That's the most stunning thing. And he sounds like he knows what's going on because he brings up Ray Rice later on.
Hey,
go ahead.
Only made $800,000 this year, okay?
It is just a travel
to listen to me. You have my word. Okay, if it's nothing in that car, I'm just
going to
give you a traffic ticket.
It's
okay, there's
yes,
nothing
sir.
In there.
Right? Yeah. I just don't like it, man. It just stressed me out.
I know.
Stressed him out.
I lost everything already, sir.
So now the cop's coming back. He's got a baggie, and it's got some stuff in it. Big baggie.
Well, he lost everything.
Except for that open bottle?
Yeah,
so
you know
all this
stuff, right?
And that pot.
It's my brother's.
I hate to say this, but I mean, you
blames his brother.
Should know that, like, if you're trying to like stay good, stay on the right path, all that stuff, this is not the way to go, yet, man.
No,
you
it's not.
I mean? Like,
it's not. And I'm sorry. I was just stuck.
I mean, you had a good like second part of the year. You don't want to screw that up over some weeds.
No,
or, like, little
no,
stuff,
I don't
you know
even
I mean?
Know. Yes,
so,
sir.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna write you a traffic ticket, and then I'll just seize this stuff, okay?
All right.
Fair enough.
Really?
I'm not gonna write you a weed ticket either.
Thank you. I appreciate everything.
Don't lie next time.
I won't, and I will be. All
right.
I will never do this again.
So if I were to write you this ticket for, if I were to write you a ticket for a weed, and you just paid the ticket, how would that work?
Oh, I would be tested right away. I would be, yeah.
So
would you fail the test?
see? I mean, so...
I said, yes, sir. You're right.
I mean, like, dude, I'm like one of the hugest Browns fans ever, right? Born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio.
How much trouble is this guy in now?
I should be in trouble, honestly.
Me too. I've been with you my whole life, and I'm
like, this is not the way to do it, dude.
You know what happened to me?
Sorry.
What happened to me?
For a freaking Super Bowl, man. It hurts my soul. Like, you don't understand. I've been fighting a lot of shit lately,
that's enough.
Man. It still hurts.
I want you two to kiss each other.
Do you know what happened to me? Nothing happened to you. You happened to someone else.
Yeah. He lost a lot of money because he got cut because of that. So, you know.
Because he did. He's,
well, I'm just saying that's what he's thinking about. No, I'm joking, Drew.
It's all about him. Maybe he could imagine how much it's all about Ariana Grande. Maybe he has an imagination big enough. I don't. Maybe he does, because it's all about him, too. Wow. Oh, brother. And
that's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
So he got off.
Yeah, he got off.
Wow.
The question is, will the Browns cut him?
No way. No, he didn't do anything wrong. He's never convicted of anything.
I mean, they should cut him. He's lying, and now that he doesn't get it, he's saying he thinks he's a victim.
Is he worth the trouble?
No.
I don't think so.
No,
either.
He's not. He rushed for 170 yards or something last year.
They'll cut him, and then the Saints can bring him in for an interview.
Yeah.
Did you see the Saints news, by the way, last week?
Yeah, they're talking to the Catholic Church in New Orleans.
Yes, they were. Their PR was helping the PR department of the diocese down there. Dealing
Why?
With sexual abuse scandals because the owner of the team is very tied in with the Catholic Church down there. So she's like, hey, can you help? Can you help them craft these messages? A pretty dumb mistake to do.
Using
their
own
email.
Saints email addresses. Yeah.
Whoops.
I want to throw this
meanwhile,
out there.
No problem bringing Antonio Brown in to try out.
No. I didn't throw out my great idea yesterday, did I?
Mm-mm.
That once a year, maybe first Tuesday in October or something, we all vote. Everyone can vote, and you should vote. It's your right to vote, and you should, for what two people have to legally fuck if we all
Ooh.
Vote for them to fuck.
Ooh.
Last year would have been Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Oh, everyone yeah. wanted them to screw.
This year it's
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Bad idea.
Well, no, hold on. We'll put it on pay-per-view, and everybody will buy it. And then... like 1% of the money will go to charity, and like 1% of Pitt and Aniston will go to their charity of their choice. It'll be a lot of money.
But you know what's going to happen? People will end up choosing like Donald Trump and the girl from Who's the Boss?
Alyssa Milano?
Alyssa Milano.
That'd be great. It's the law. They have to fuck.
What if she gets off?
Yeah, she ends up having an orgasm.
And she's canceled for it.
She'd end up killing herself. The self-loathing would be too much to bear.
Right, though. The internet would just... Oh, boy. The internet tends to do
it
things
would.
Pretty good. Like,
all the nice people would vote for Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
You know, like
all the money charity would make.
And all the naming stuff the internet does, and they take over when they send Pitbull to Alaska.
Yeah.
They will come up with a hell of
I think we should try. Let's pass it for 10 years and it has to be renewed.
You know what they do, too?
And then if, like, Bradley Cooper has to have sex with Brad Pitt or something, we can always renew it.
There's also this part too. You'll have like because you know it's got to be all equal, so you'll have them pick two dudes like De Niro and Pacino.
Well, that's why it's only for 10 years. It's like the Patriot Act. You have to renew it, or the assault weapons ban.
What a mess!
Doesn't work out properly, we won't renew it. But in the meantime, we get to vote on who has to screw.
We'll end up seeing Carrot Top and Emily Ratajkowski.
It's only one couple a year, Brandon. Ew. One couple a year. And look at all the money charity will make.
Actually, that's what it would end up. It would end up being the two hottest women the internet could come up with.
Yeah, that's
if that's what they vote. I mean, that's why you vote.
I vote for
sure the people that should screw.
Taylor Swift and that guy she had to pay, that had to pay her a dollar.
Oh, yeah, DJ.
That DJ.
Ass-grab, whatever his name is.
Yeah, she'd be so bummed out.
Yeah, it'll be Rosie O'Donnell. It'll be Rosie O'Donnell who hates wieners and Donald Trump.
Yeah. And she'd orgasm.
What if she gets off?
Yeah.
Oh, God. she cancel herself.
Her magazine called Rosie was a total disaster.
It reminded me of a story about Elton John. claims that he's the one that bought a lot of the Gwyneth Paltrow candles that smell like her vagina.
What?
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Did she leave a carbon footprint he's trying to erase?
Maybe he's out of Epicac. I don't know. I don't know why he would buy them all. That was the story.
He just goes around throwing up. Yeah. He's trying to lose weight.
Is it a gag gift for all his gay friends?
He gets ill and he needs to throw up, so he lights one of those candles.
He's trying to lose weight for his tour.
Weird story. It's like, why would he buy those?
He's going to put them on stage for Candle in the Wind.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
Oof. Maybe they light him when he's done his last encore. So.
To clear everyone up. Don't be clear everyone up.
Hey, Kate. I don't know. I'm just saying.
No time for him to leave.
You remember a Christmas party that we had? It was riff, right? It was at a place where they turned the air conditioning on to make people leave. It was the middle of winter. It was a Christmas
I
don't
remember
party.
That. I think I do remember that.
And yeah. Brilliant. You're in there and people were talking and they wouldn't get done. We were just, you know, gabbing and having a really good time. And finally
free.
It was
bar
like
was
40 degrees.
Like, here it is. Elton John bought a ton of Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candles because he's a fan.
Of the candles?
Yeah. I don't know who the guy is. Some guy from Goop. Which night? Nice, by the way, that if you buy something from Goop, you got a loose-lipped salesman out there saying that Elton John bought a ton of them, like a lot. He's a fan. That was the quote.
Wait, you know, how do they have so many candles that smell? Like, how do they synthesize?
I guess she just rings it out.
No, it was just a normal candle that they made, and when she walked in and said, "Oh, that smells like my vagina," they said, "What a great name!" And so they've gone with it.
It has quote. Very musky notes.
Ooh. Maybe it smells like somebody's balls to him.
My
scent stings the nostrils.
Ooh.
That's too weird.
Well, there's a story about Pete Holmes and Malia Obama. Pete Holmes is doing stand-up. Malia Obama, the first daughter, was sitting in the front row with her girlfriend. They wouldn't shut up.
Oh, really?
What?
And he told her to shut the fuck up.
What?
Knowing it was Malia Obama.
Pete Holmes?
Yeah, he did.
So
and
nice.
Apparently, the comedians before him had complained, can somebody shut those two girls up? Because it's all I hear on stage. And Pete Holmes said the same thing. He said, if people are having a conversation, he said, it's really hard to do your act.
Yeah.
And it's worse than a heckler. So he told her, shut the fuck up. And apparently, they wouldn't stop. So I think
did he kicked out?
I think he said as a joke, like they threw a curtain over him or something.
What?
Yeah. And
Secret Service tackle him?
He didn't know it was, that's what he said. He said, I thought Secret Service, he didn't know it was Malia Obama. He said, I would have thought Secret Service would have come after me. But he told this to Conan, I think on Conan's show.
Oh, wow. What a great story.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Makes her sound like a real bitch.
Why would she? I don't understand why you would want to go to a comedy show if you're not going to pay attention.
They sat through two comedians before him talking, too.
I was at a show once when the hecklers were sitting at our table. We weren't with them, but they were drunk, and it was just this girl, not funny. And we were the very closest one. It was brutal because the comic obviously looked at the table, saw a table of eight, figured we're all together, and was just you know, so mean to me, and I didn't do anything.
Mean to you?
Yeah. That was up in the
terrible.
UP, actually.
Okay, so let's see. We have the 49ers. Let's try the 49ers hotel.
Ooh, okay.
On the Hall Financial Hotline. If you're paying over 4%, you really ought to refi with Hall Financial. DrewandMike.HallFG.com. Or click the link on our website, fill out the online form, and hopefully you can save some money over a long period. Or those high-interest credit cards, there's nothing more insidious than a high-interest credit card.
Oh, never over.
And running a big balance. Get it consolidated. Maybe you can roll it into your mortgage.
Yeah. Make your house
pay for
it. If you
get a low rate, yeah, you can, yeah, just pile it into your house payment. Just have one shitty bill. Somebody recently did it. I don't know how much debt they had. Probably not that much. But they said it barely affected their payment because they lowered their mortgage interest rate.
Right, yeah.
And that's not uncommon.
If you go from like 15 or 20% to under 4.
Oh, with a credit card? Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What is the maximum credit card?
It's, I think, 26%. After that, it's over. It's usury.
That sounds 26%. That's just like a loan shark.
I know.
That can legally do that? Are you saying you've ever paid that amount, Trudy?
No, but I've seen that on the, I remember when they were trying to
Well, it's usually low-income people that pay interest rates like that. That's right. the worst
people
part.
People with bad credit, yeah.
So you want to ask for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, I was saying Jimmy Garoppolo.
Hello.
Oh, yes, it did.
Colin. J.W. Mayor.
Hello.
Good evening, J.W. Mayor Marquis. Another Boulevard. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach Mr. Garoppolo. I think it's Garoppolo. Got a package for him. I'm supposed to just give him a heads up.
Okay. Is that a guest in the hotel?
It's Garoppolo, Garoppolo. I think he's a guest, I'm pretty sure. I think he's in there for some event or something.
Okay.
Some big soiree, Coachella.
What's the last name? Polo?
Garoppolo. It's G-A-R.
That last name.
That's the last name. Garoppolo. First name is Jamez, or maybe that's James. Spelled like James. I think it's pronounced Jamez or Jimmy.
Okay.
Garoppolo.
And what's that first name?
Jamez, or it might be Jimmy, actually. I think people call him Jimmy. This number's from Bentley, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, I cannot forward this, this phone
but
call.
But I got a package, and I'm supposed to, as long as he says bring it, I'm supposed to bring it, because I'm not supposed to bring it to him if he's not there.
Okay, let me transfer you someone who can assist.
Okay, it's called a GAMI plan or something. GAMI plan.
Allow me a moment.
A GAMI plan.
That sounds exotic. Jamez. That's the best.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
This person's a real professional. What's going on?
At least we know they're there, though.
Yeah, true.
Hot, Kobe! Hot, 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 hot.
Should try Tease Tabor, too. Isn't that cool that Tease Tabor can get a Super Bowl ring?
Wait, Tease Tabor plays? Does he actually play?
Yeah, no.
The practice squad.
Practice squad, but we want to get a ring?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
Oh. Jimmy Garoppolo's game plan is in a package, and they want to dick around with me?
His game plan is to turn around and hand it off.
He still needs a game plan.
Titty farts! Titty farts! Dog wiener! Dog wiener! Dog wiener!
What?
Yeah, that didn't work out well, didn't it?
No, that didn't.
That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Jennifer Nick Bosa?
Nick Bosa?
Nick Bosa? Or, let's see, who else? Who's the guy that had the 180, 200 yards?
Oh, oh my God, why am I drawing a blank?
Not Tevin Coleman, he got hurt.
Rita Mostert?
Yeah, Mostert. You got to go for someone who might be available to answer.
Who's the backup quarterback? Oh,
J.W.
CJ.
J.W. Marriott Marquis, Miami.
His brother was killed recently. I don't know what I was going
to say. J.W. Marriott Marquis, another Boulevard. Can I assist you?
Yes, I was just calling because I was trying to get a package to Mr. Garoppolo. Apparently it's the game plan for some event he's involved in. And they said if he's not there to reach Mr. Bosa, B-O-S-A.
Mr. Bosa, and you don't have the main contact for him?
Yeah, it's Jimmy Garoppolo, but it said if Jimmy's not there to call Nick Bosa, B-O-S-A.
Okay.
It's a game plan. They're involved in some event, I guess. It's crazy. Is Coachella or something? I don't know.
Hello?
Yo. Yo. Far be it from this woman. He's risked the Super Bowl over some stupid block on a phone. Jeez. I think that's bullshit. Aziz Al Shaer?
You should try Georg Keitel.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't see that contact for Mr. Bosa.
Mr. Bosa's not there? He's not standing?
Okay.
Okay.
Nick Bossa, isn't there? B-O-S-A?
Nick Bossa, no, I don't see that.
Okay, well, I guess apparently this game plan must not be very important. I thought they had some big deal coming up or something, but I guess not.
Okay, you we'll should just, have them in contact.
We'll just, I'm just going to send
it. That's the number.
I'm going to send the game plan back, and if he wants it, he can reorder it. It's no, I'm sure it's no rush.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
So much. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, second down and nine.
I would she like does to point not out, care.
I would like to point out that she responded to Butthead.
She did. She did. That was cute.
Okay.
Do you have the
okay.
KC Hotel?
Oh, are yeah, they?
Did I not
are
give you
their,
that one?
Are they at their media thing already, maybe?
No, 7 o'clock. I don't
their
know.
Time. That's right.
Let's get it to ring
Where's
through.
The game this year?
Miami. Their time.
Well, that's 45 minutes. They could be on a bus or something.
Well, I don't know if
they
get there first, or it can't be that far of a ride.
Should we call
45 minutes.
Is that a Marriott or
Aaron Rodger?
Aaron.
Aaron Rodger.
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 Aaron
Rodger. Where are you?
Aaron Rodger.
Where is Aaron right now?
Aaron. What is that from?
Keenan and Peele.
Oh, man.
Or Key and Peele.
By the way, Larry was so funny on Curb last night. What, God, are they off to a smoking start on that
so
show.
Great. The side sit. I think that was the name of the episode, The Side Sit.
I was really into the lawyer's bathroom, his personal bathroom. And Larry's
funny.
Talking to the lawyer. And Larry says, yeah, where's the bathroom? He goes, it's down the hall. And Larry's looking at the bathroom. Yes, I have a package for Mr. Rodger. Aaron Rodger. And I'm supposed to apparently get the okay from him to bring it over. It's about something going on Sunday, I guess. Some big event.
You're thinking of Aaron Rodgers. This is the Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's crazy,
Aaron.
Huh?
It's not Aaron. It's Mr. Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes.
How do you spell it, sir?
M-A-H-O-M-E-S. The first name is Patrick, or it's pronounced Patrick. It looks like Patrick.
Okay, 1 minute.
Thank you.
Is he staying here at the resort?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the package to be delivered is from?
It's from the Chiefs. I don't know, see, Native American or something? It's crazy. I don't really know. I mean, just I'm just looking at the label here. Got a copperhead on it or something. It's really weird. I don't know. I just work here.
Are you working here?
No, I work for the delivery company.
From which company, sir?
DM Deliveries.
DM Deliveries?
Yeah. If he doesn't want it, I'll just send it back. It's no big deal. Well, I'm about to cut out for the day anyway.
I'll
be 1 moment. Oh, okay.
There's a lot of good
really
people.
Really kind of wanted to go home.
Don't forget about Frank Clark.
Oh, yeah. He's a friendly guy.
Or Travis Kels.
He's good. God, they got some good players. Could ask him to.
So, Chode Hen, the quarterback from Michigan.
He's their backup.
Chad Henne, yeah.
He is?
He's on the team.
Is he the second string?
Brandon, help me out. I think so. Although,
gravity-defying water slide.
I don't know.
I mean, just put me on hold when I'm ready to take off for the day anyway.
Matt Moore, yeah. I think. Matt Moore's on the team, too, so I don't know who's higher on the depth chart.
I would think you'd know that.
It's Mahomes or bust, baby.
So, anyway, Larry, asked him where the bathroom is. He says, it's down the hall. He goes, well, there's one right there. Wouldn't that be easier for me? I mean, it looks so comfortable. The lawyer says no.
Hello?
And, yeah, Matt Moore is above Henny.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yellow.
Ooh, the Honey Badger's on that team, too, Tyrone Mathieu.
Oh, he's a good one.
Kendall
Fuller. I'm just getting ready to head home here.
Or J.W. Marriott, Miami, Turnberry Resort and Spa, newest. Down the hell? Bar and lounge. So, with flesh lounge.
Just ask for the lounge and then start asking for grace.
The thought.
Okay.
We're starting the hotel.
It's media
bar.
Day. They're bound to be in the bar, right?
Yeah.
open every day from 11 a.m. to midnight.
Why are we on hold for so long?
Because they think there's an important package for the fucking quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Damn, I'm unprepared.
They don't want to call his room.
We need to find the hotel where all the media people and luminaries are staying, all the people that hawk stuff on Radio Row.
That's true.
Great song.
Hey, are you surprised you know how the first female assistant coach ever is in the Super Bowl?
Hello,
yeah, hello.
Hi, thank you so much for patiently waiting. Is it okay if I connect you to our receiving department for the package?
Okay.
Because all of the packages will be going
to our department. Apparently, they said this is important. I don't know. He's apparently involved in some big event, and they said you have to hand it to him or you don't even take it there. So it's a high security thing. So I'm just going to cut out, and he can reorder if he really needs it. No big deal.
Okay.
Okay, great. Alrighty. Yeah, no big deal. Don't worry about the Super Bowl. You. See you.
Bye.
Okay, second down and nine.
Hope you don't get in any big trouble for swinging the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you should have said that.
I know.
You're going to get in trouble.
I've said it many times the best.
Yeah, because that bet didn't work out well, did it?
It didn't work out well.
That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Yeah, boy.
How much do you think we're going to hear about the first female assistant head coach all week?
Oh, who has an assistant coach?
49ers.
Yeah, she's a tough chick.
What does she...
She's got a really cute,
what position
girlfriend
coach is she?
Too.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now I'm interested. What?
I love lesbians!
What position does she coach? She the offensive coordinator?
I don't know.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
That's Shanahan, Kyle.
You see, somebody got... Who was it that is in... Well, he's not in trouble, but somebody's taking a lot of shit because he said... Somebody hired a female batting instructor.
Oh, it was
Oh, was that Aubrey Huff?
Aubrey First Huff.
Yeah.
And
he
fights
said,
with people.
He said, "I'm here to tell you right now, there is nobody on that roster who's taking hitting advice from that chick."
I think he ended it with, "Good luck with that."
And then he said, "Check out my highlights."
And here it comes. Swinging a bouncing ball to shortstop. First, Huff doesn't know where to go. He never goes to second base. The throw goes to first, not in time. Unbelievable. First, Huff acted as if he'd never even seen a big league game. The ground ball went to shortstop, and Aubrey, first Huff, never moved. Burris fielded it, hoping to start an inning-ending double play. Came up ready to throw to second, and there was nobody to throw it to. First, Huff had just started by that time, and I'm just speechless about that one.
Wow.
He has got a second career as a Twitter troll.
That's He's really quite weird. An ass, isn't it?
Total ass.
I never saw that coming.
No, not at all. But there's been a lot of stories how people did not like him in the locker room.
What does he troll on behalf of, then?
Oh, he's protecting himself most of the time.
Oh.
You know, because people are like, hey, that Aubrey Huff's quite a jerk.
And he pisses people off with his tweets about guns. And
Well, yeah, not in a fun way, like Jim.
No. He's determined to win the argument.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Well, that was fun. We can try that again tomorrow. Maybe we'll get a different operator and have a
it
little more
like
luck.
It seems like the same one works at both places.
I know. It was unfortunate.
And they both don't care about the Super Bowl.
So I'm trying to remember what else happened with Larry. On
Larry.
All I know is both episodes this year I've just thought were stellar.
They've been really, really good. He had the painting made for Susie.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
And he made Jeff look bad because he got her this great present, and Jeff, her husband, didn't get her something quite as good.
Oh, the running joke of the Me Too thing is what's killer. And then he goes on a date with a woman and goes through the most ridiculous set of consent that there's ever been. Step by step, putting his arm around her shoulder, grabbing her rib cage.
That was really... Honestly, he just makes a lot of commentary on a lot of things that you don't think about. I just remembered it now. To me, the best thing in that whole episode was when he and Cheryl isn't going to work out, and because he needed a test, his doctor called and said, "Hey, you might have cancer. Yeah. You got to get an MRI." And so Larry's like, "What?" And he goes in, and so then he starts trying to use this, you know, like, I might have cancer, you know, because Cheryl doesn't want to get back with him. She says, well, what if I had cancer? And she's like, nah, I don't think I make any difference. And
she goes, what are we going to do, get together for 2 years until you die? It's like, I'll bring a nurse. I'll complain to the nurse.
Yeah, you'll have a great time. And she's like, I don't think so. So anyway, Larry is talking to Jeff and saying, yeah, I think with Cheryl didn't work out. And Jeff says, you got to get back out there. And Larry's like, oh, how am I going to get out there again? I'm old, and you can't do anything out there. First of all, you can't make a move. I don't know how to do that. And he goes, plus I'm old and bald. And Jeff says, yeah, but rich versus old and bald. And he's like, rich versus old and bald, rich wins? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because I was sitting there thinking, wait, rich versus old and bald. Rich, oh, yeah. I think rich does win.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, rich carries a lot of clouds.
Yeah.
You can't date now. You can't. How do you even make a move in this climate?
Funny, somebody's telling me about this guy who is looking for rich women.
Oh.
Which to me sounds so lame.
A want ad? Is it the guy that with the want ad?
No. Oh, no. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. But for some reason, when a guy's looking for a rich chick, I don't know why that feels. It just is like, oh, that's horrible.
Equality.
But I could hear like two or three women talking, going, does he have any money or what does he do? You know, it's like one of the first things they want to know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, the guy, it seems, I feel like he's going to kill her or something. he wants her money.
Did she watch too much ID?
Probably. Oh, yeah. I haven't watched much ID lately. Thanks for reminding me. People Magazine investigates them. That's usually good.
The other TV highlight of the day happened across the pond.
I almost forgot.
Good Morning Britain, where Thomas Markle has made his appearance with Piers Morgan, which Piers Morgan hates Meghan Markle now because...
Well, she didn't return his text. She ghosted him, and so he is now taking it out by interviewing Thomas Markle every chance he gets.
and
sympathizing with him, too, like, well, I don't know what happened. I swear you meant so much to Meghan when I knew her.
Thomas Markle says he's going to do an interview every 30 days until he hears from her.
Yes!
And I could not have been more excited.
That's brilliant.
I know. So here he is talking, you know, the letter seems to be the big divide, the letter that he sold. And here he is talking about the letter.
The letter was sent to me. It was described in People magazine by people who call themselves friends of Meghan. Has a loving letter. Boy,
the energy has really been knocked out of him.
He says that was a loving letter. I don't know what her problem is with it.
The word love never came into that letter except at one time when she said her loving husband. Ooh. She talked to her loving husband. She never at once in that letter asked about my health, how I felt, or anything. So this letter that was sent to me, and actually it, she claims it's her letter, but if it has a stamp on it in the United States, it becomes my letter as well.
A great little argument.
I'm
on Team Thomas Markle.
The Daily Mail. They didn't come to me. I reached out and I said, I want to publish part of this letter because I want to make some things straight that were being said about me in People magazine.
That's the only option he had. No, what other options does he have?
To publish it somewhere else.
To talk to her about it, she won't talk to him. You got to go to the Daily Mail, because I think that's a pretty reasonable publication.
Where Piers Morgan also works.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting.
You've suffered a lot of health issues.
Now, what's great about watching Piers, and he really is entertaining to watch, is, boy, he really knows how to needle people to get, you know.
He's so good. He goes everywhere I want to go.
I don't know why.
But he does it better.
If you were in charge of Good Morning America, wouldn't you just broom Strahan out of there and just hire Piers Morgan?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly,
a great idea.
I think he's so much better than anyone at NBC or ABC. Yeah. CBS is a different kind of show. But I think he'd be fantastic. I think he'd be a ratings grabber.
Big time, yeah.
You've suffered a lot of health issues in the last 18 months. And they've shown, it would seem, very little interest in your health. I mean, does that strike you as
he just said that too?
Well, when my father got sick, I went to the hospital. When my mother got sick,
the right
of
thing.
Course, I went to the hospital.
Did the right thing.
I think it's a family thing to do. You take care of your parents. here again, I'm saying take care of your parents, and I'm not asking my daughter to take care of me. I'm saying
just say hi.
You look after your parents. Those are the people that brought you into the world, and they take care of you. You owe them that, to take care of them.
Owe them that.
He made her.
Not money-wise. Like I said,
not money-wise.
When I use the expression,
yeah, he'll sell enough stuff to
take care of dad.
Get money anymore, anyway.
I was talking about myself, taking care of myself. Because no one else is doing it.
Aww.
And not, it's not about money.
So he referred to himself in the third person as daddy.
Taking care of myself. maybe using my name, the Markle name, which has suddenly become the most really
that's right.
Oh, that's his name.
I mean, he really knows about possession. Possession of the letter, possession of his name.
Or the Brit name. I mean, I could use the British name as well now because I'm tied in
with
that. And I have a grandson that's a royal.
Wait, is he changing his name?
So, in terms of taking care of daddy, that's up to me.
Thomas Markle, rightfully so, says because he has a grandson who is now, is it Sussex? Is that their last name? That name belongs to him.
Okay, I'll go along with it because I'm on Team Thomas Markle. I think it's just it's a tragedy. It's a family tragedy what's happened there. He gets a heart attack. He misses the wedding. She acts like it's all about her, like, I'm so hurt you weren't there. He's like, it would have killed me to go. Well, you still should have been there. I'm on Team Thomas Markle.
Thomas, if Meghan
he's been transparent.
Is watching this interview, and she might well be. You are
Meghan's not watching this interview. Did you hear that needle right there?
What do you say?
He says, if Meghan's watching, which she probably is because, after all, you're her father.
Thomas, if Meghan is watching this interview, and she might well be, you are her father at the end of the day.
No, she's not.
What would you say to her? Yeah. If you had the chance to talk directly to Meghan right now, what would you say to her?
Kobe!
I'd say I love you and let's sit down and work this out. You know, she was the closest thing to me for years and years and years until she went off to college, and even then. This is ridiculous.
He's right.
We should get together.
Amen. He could not be more transparent, and everybody appreciates transparency.
Yeah, for sure.
We know from the appalling tragedy of Kobe Bryant,
Kobe!
Who died with one of his daughters yesterday at the age of 41.
Hey, nothing brings us back to reality
faster than Kobe. Kobe!
Now, I do want to point out, he mentions that Kobe was 41.
We know from the appalling tragedy of Kobe Bryant, who died with one of his daughters
just
yesterday at the age of 41. As Kobe himself said before he died, life is short. Do you worry?
Did he really?
That, you know, you're a man in your mid-70s. You've had a serious
heart. You're about to die, Thomas.
Do you worry that this may not get resolved before it's too late?
Kobe!
Like, that could have been me.
It's possible. It's possible. Well, but it's possible. Here again, you know, Kobe was only 42.
Kobe!
So,
did you hear that?
What, he's 42, he said.
Anything, too. So,
he was not 42.
Markle.
And 30 seconds
again,
prior, he
you
told
know,
you he was 41.
Kobe was only 42. So, anything can happen to
anyone.
He's
so upset about Meghan, he can't even listen.
Such a slow talker, he thought Kobe aged a year while he was talking.
Too long.
I have.
I have apologized several times. And
it makes me very sleepy.
There isn't much more I can offer, except that I would love to make peace with Harry and make peace with my daughter and certainly see my grandson.
They really get down to the crux of the issue between the Markles.
Do you pin the whole breakdown of the relationship on that moment that you made that decision and had those photographs taken? I mean, how much do you regret
that
stunt?
I regret doing that, but as far as I'm concerned, I was set up by a man named Jeff Rayner,
Meghan's fault, really.
Probably set me up so he could sell both sides of the picture, because he made a fortune on it. But
made a fortune on me.
You know, it was a dumb thing to do. I realized it in the process of doing it. It was done to improve my image because for the year before, I was always seen carrying beer out of a grocery store or looking sloppy and stupid everywhere. And I just tried to improve my image. This man told me he had...
Now, I mean, the sales job that this photographer did on him, because wait till you hear whose image he's improved in the past.
improving images for people for years. Elizabeth Taylor's last boyfriend, apparently, he made that guy look good.
Absolutely. And he was
making
great.
Me look good. So, yes, I made a serious mistake with that.
Oh, wow. That's unfortunate. But again, look how transparent he is.
Who spruced up Fortensky?
The image guy took his pictures. Oh. He was hoping to have a Fortensky.
He's going to be Fortensky'd.
I mean, it worked, no one. Journey. Who had more respect at the end of their life than Larry Fortensky? Honestly. Look at the image makeover that guy had.
You acknowledge that doing interviews will not make it easier. Are there other ways that you have been trying to reach out to your daughter, to Meghan, to Prince Harry, to try and repair this relationship? Or do you think that your relationship with them is...
Is the goal to keep him on the phone
over?
The longest? Is there some kind of a bet much. Going on
well,
here?
For me, there is no other way to reach them. I mean,
you
like
do a TV
say,
interview.
I pretty much will give an interview and wait for 30 days for some kind of answer back.
Great logic.
If I don't get
the formula
one back,
makes
then
a lot
I'll
of sense.
Try another
it's,
interview.
Do you think it takes 30 days to reach
that's
them?
That's about the only shot I have. I can't get through to the Royals or send. I can send a letter. I'm not sure it'll get to them. I have done that. I've spoken and sent letters to Doria to get to Meghan as well.
She's
and
no help.
That hasn't
hates
happened,
you.
So,
she's in the conspiracy.
No, I'm at their mercy.
Mm. Yeah, that didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all.
And it's, before, it's just about a father and daughter and the man she chose to marry. Do you find it strange that at no stage of the courtship, of since the engagement, the build-up to the wedding, or even since everything went wrong, that Harry has never come to see you? That he's never tried to sit man to man.
That's not very royal.
And have this out with you and resolve the differences.
I actually think Harry should have come to me at the beginning.
Should have asked for her hand.
He asked for her hand over the phone, and I actually think that in hindsight now, I think
nobody
that
should have said no.
A royal who has a plane on his at any time he wants it,
and a carbon footprint
Mexico
Elton John pays for,
and asked for her hand in person to me. And I still feel that he could reach out to me now too as well. This shouldn't keep going on. I mean, making this a big drama for the world every day is kind of ridiculous.
Isn't that what you're doing?
And we're all upset. All of
us. It's a family problem and should be solved as a family problem.
Yeah, right. Well,
look at the transparency there. That's plenty of Thomas Markle for the rest of my life. But
there's one more. There's one more. It's 30 seconds.
Look who's up, sleepyhead.
Just give me 30 seconds. Ugh. Just keeping that in mind, he wants, Harry has every right to step up and talk to him. So let Piers ask the final question.
Did you think that the criticism that she received and Harry for things like preaching about the environment and the importance of a carbon footprint and then using private jets all the time, do you think the criticism has been justified? I mean, you are her father. Do you feel that maybe the media went over the top?
No, I think the criticism is justified. I think...
Team media.
If you're preaching to do that, you should also be as responsible as what you're preaching.
He took a second to think about it because he's trying to figure out how to make it about him.
No, he's transparent, though. He can't.
He can't lie.
He
cannot lie.
He doesn't have a filter, Trudy. Yeah. It just spills out whatever it is every 30 days. He can't help it.
Every 30 days.
I think fluid comes out of his ears if he doesn't spill it out. So he really has no choice.
The countdown. I cannot wait for 30 days from now.
I know. How exciting. Let's keep a Thomas Markle countdown until the next interview. I think that's a good idea. Maybe we need a production piece for that. It's blank days till Thomas Markle has to speak again or risk fluid coming out of his ears. Would suck. So, wow, what a day. The Grammys and
Kobe.
And
I mean, look at the breaking. The NBC's the first 9 minutes has been all Kobe.
It's going to be Kobe for a while. Yeah. I'm telling you this. It's interesting because this is such a big thing. And to some people, they might be going, oh, it's an athlete. But he was just a gigantic influence on so many kids and so many athletes. And, you know, the whole Mamba thing.
Yeah, Black Mamba.
Yeah, which, you know, his, by the way, his foundation is called the Mamba Foundation, and that's, Kobe defines that as being your best self, which, you know, his basketball career, and I think he's been on a good track the last, I mean, since he got in trouble, hasn't he?
Since he got in trouble. I think he learned his lesson.
And I don't think, you know, some people like this writer for the Post, I don't think they realize how, you know, when you're 17 and you're in the NBA and you go through all this, and this is a guy that works hard for it, but the adulation has got to be insanely overwhelming, and I'm sure it warps your perspective. And honestly, he's handled it pretty well. He's a pretty good guy. He's smiling all the time. He seems to sign autographs. He you know, he's got this Mamba Foundation, which he's involved in. He goes there. It's not like the Tiger Woods thing, which is like, oh, where is that again?
Yeah, it's a write-off.
Yeah, Tiger apparently was supposed to make an appearance, and he'd forgotten which state it was in. So, I don't know. He sounds like he's a pretty sincere guy these days. And, I'm aware he made a mistake. I'm sure he's made plenty of mistakes. Probably some, well, we know at least one very big one. But I don't know. I really hate this business of not giving people at least a day. I mean, we always had the 24-hour rule, at least.
Yeah.
And I've evolved a bit on this because, honestly, with social media, when you tweet something, you have no idea who may read that.
Yeah.
No idea. It used to be, and this is kind of nice.
It's always the wrong people.
Remember before the internet when you could do something in Detroit and you knew it never traveled out of
Detroit? Right.
There was no way it was going out of Detroit. It was kind of nice, actually. But it's not like that anymore.
No.
And especially the Washington Post.
Sonny, those were crazy times.
Wonder how many followers this woman has, by the way.
Oh, we can look it up.
Check it out. I'm curious.
Hey, there's a great piece of insignificant trivia, by the way. Regarding Kobe's crash, it happened behind the house of Jessica Simpson.
I saw the tweet. Again.
It could have been her.
# making it about me.
Yeah, because she has a book to sell.
She has 71,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah.
That dopey reporter.
National political reporter.
Really?
Oh, is politics her beat?
It looks like it. That's her bio.
I thought the opinion piece made it sound like she's a survivor person, follow. I don't know. I don't know what they were trying to say, honestly. But the newsroom's in revolt. That's really funny. So they all want to tweet out the shittiest thing about someone the minute they die, no matter how famous they are.
I guess.
Did that policy start with Bezos taking over there, possibly?
Good question. I don't, you know.
Needs maximum reaction going on.
I was trying to think.
So every time there's a story about Bezos, they should tweet out the story about his divorce.
Right? Yeah. Can you think of
he was cheating on his wife. I mean, it wasn't a rape, but
sure.
Can you think of I was trying to think of some similar Twitter activity when someone's died, because strangely enough, you know, and I keep going back to Don Imus because
you mentioned the two big ones.
He trended and it was just nasty. Every fucking tweet was horrible, and and I'm not a Don Imus fan. I'm really not. I never really was. I understand he achieved great things in radio. He fucked up in a big way with the Rutgers thing, but
and a couple other times.
Yeah, he's he.
Not but, that I'm piling on, and it's a significant amount of time.
Well, yeah, but he's been dead for a while.
He wasn't. Yeah. He was an edgy radio guy, and honestly, you know what?
I don't think that makes who he is.
No, Bobby Bones.
Yes.
Okay, he'll never do anything wrong.
No.
Never. Ryan Seacrest, he'll never. Well, he actually, that was private, though. If he sexually harassed somebody privately, nobody cares.
Seacrest, out!
He makes people tie his shoes. That's nobody. Well, the girl said he tried to get it on with her. Remember, he shoved her on the, climbed on her in the bed.
Yeah.
Got 5/8 hard.
That's right.
She knew was 5/8 more than usual. So that's a threatening boner when Ryan Seacrest is 5/8. Oh, that's a big threat.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Because he's going to mash it in somewhere. Sorry.
No, you're not.
That was inappropriate. That's... No, I apologize.
That's correct.
Not to Ryan Seacrest.
Actually correct. You cannot get sued over that.
I mean, to his credit, Ryan Seacrest, you know, that's his shtick. He doesn't do anything controversial. He always says the right thing. He's nicey-nice. Well, not everybody wants to hear the nicey nice guy. I don't know what his ratings are on the radio. I always wonder, how does this guy have a radio
show?
He probably gets the big interviews. He gets all the huge artists. Whereas people like Don Imus, who is really not in the entertainment zone as much, but he probably earns most of his audience.
You said it, Dick.
Yeah, but you know, Don, one of the biggest slights against Don was the racism. And right now, racism is the worst possible thing that you can do.
Well, I understand that, but that was 2009, 10 years ago.
He's got a history of it. It wasn't just that. There's been other
incidents. That was what he got in trouble for. I'll say this again because I meant it and I think it's true. If Don Imus was born in 1975, don't you think his show would have been different? He's born in 1985.
Yeah. No.
maybe he still would have worn that hat.
You know, and that's not to make excuses for him, but you know, a lot of people are a product of what they've experienced in their life, and that doesn't mean it makes it okay for him to say stupid things in 2009. I don't know. Do you think that people should have just immediately brought up all the horrible things he did when he died? I mean, some people really liked him.
No.
The New York Times obituary actually had a very comprehensive look at his career that wasn't just Don on him. It was way beyond that.
There's a difference there, though. There's a difference there that ended his career.
No, he still worked after that.
Kobe didn't rape somebody on the basketball court.
He worked until 20.
No, he got a different job, but he did lose that gig.
Yeah, he lost that job. No, I agree. I don't want to defend Don Imus. I really don't. But really? He was very
successful. Don, did you take a dump in your bed last night?
He was very successful.
No,
and,
I know.
And you know what a lot of people brought up? Because when this negativity thing started, which was really rotten, I mean, it was very mean-spirited, and these people obviously hate his guts, and that's fine. But a lot of people pointed out that he raised some insane amount of money for charity. I mean, amount.
Yeah,
I mean, like tens of millions of dollars. He did do nice things. So, I don't know. I just don't. I think
for white kids,
is a day or two. Is
Mark?
I'm just kidding.
I'm
just kidding.
Well, the kid they showed on CBS on the old man show was not white. The guy at the ranch.
Oh, convenient.
He wasn't. I know.
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
I was very skeptical about that, by the way.
He was a plant.
I hate to say it.
He was a plant.
But I don't know. So should people tweet shitty things about Don Imus the minute he dies because he did stuff that people really hate now? I don't know.
No, because his family's still alive.
But on the other hand, should somebody, if Twitter was in the Hitler days... Should they have tried to say nice things about Hitler?
Well,
over a period amount of time.
Hitler and Don Imus, I mean...
Yeah, totally different.
And by the way...
No, I'm not comparing the two of them. I'm just saying, should they conversely then say nice things about somebody who is so obviously evil?
I think killing 6 million people changes
pretty
the Twitter
bad,
equation.
Bad, yeah.
Even though he would have had a lot of followers, and he would have.
Or like Soleimani.
And there would have been outrage when people bitched about him, because people did follow him. They loved him.
Yeah.
I mean, some people did. But who cares? And but it's interesting to me that Kobe Bryant has this one thing. It's a big thing. And look at the fucking, look at how livid people are about that. Don Imus, okay, he's not Kobe Bryant.
Yeah,
but
nobody
he's still
ever
a
went.
Person.
Don, everybody went.
Kobe!
Imus!
Nobody in radio. Imus. Nobody in radio went, Don,
so,
after
so
they
if,
did a...
If you're not that big a star, then people can tweet out the shittiest thing about you. You can even trend with shitty stuff, and it's okay. But if it's Kobe Bryant, I mean, isn't a little strange? I mean, what? I mean, there's insane outrage over Kobe Bryant. None over Don. I didn't hear anyone complain about it. I thought it was shitty, but I don't think I really bitched about it that much.
Kobe Bryant.
Seems silly.
Kobe Bryant has 4 songs by Matt Farley. Don Imus has 0. So I'm just saying.
He's the man, he's got it going on.
Maybe Kobe bought them. Maybe Kobe spent $65 times 4, $240, $260.
Might have the ego to do it.
Win it all without Shaq. He's Kobe.
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 I wonder if this is getting a lot of spins, if it's making a lot of money for Matt.
Hopefully.
I wonder if he sees a bump when people pass.
I think people are always as in tune to check out the Matt Farley playlist as we are.
No, but if you're just on Spotify and you're looking for Kobe's rap songs, they might pop up.
Do you suppose people are looking for his rap
songs? I couldn't find them.
All right, well, let's get ready to get out of here. I was going to just quickly mention, because I just couldn't, this story was like, what? This 57-year-old priest in Kalamazoo who, he's going to jail for 2 months for wrongfully imprisoning a teenage boy. He locked him in a closet and tied him up for 30 minutes and put tape on his mouth and eyes. So he gets 5 years probation. He has to register as a sex offender. And I was like, for tying him up? I mean, if that was unlawful imprisonment, what's going on here? And then we find out that, he lives near a school, too. He has to move away from the school. And I'm like, wait, what's going on? There's more to this story. There has to be. And sure enough, I keep reading. And, it seems that other victims came forward and said, oh, that priest, yeah, he tied me up and put me in a closet, too, when I was 13 years old.
Whoa.
Oh, he did it to me when I was 14. Oh, yeah, he did it to me, and I know other kids he did it to. He then admitted to doing it and said, yeah, I did do it. It was kind of a thing, and it wasn't sexual or anything. And then they tried to get out of these accusers. Well, what was he doing? And they said, oh, I think he was masturbating while I was in the closet.
Ew.
So,
well, it's kind of nice that he taped their eyes so they didn't have to see it.
So then they do a little deep dive.
How do they know? That's
and this is
doing.
This is part of what
they
I'm.
Broke the closet door.
When I say that the church is never held accountable in terms of political correctness, I'm not just referring to political correctness. It just seems that the church is never really held to any kind of standard because the Diocese of Kalamazoo, they started, you know, looking into this like, well, what do they know about this? And it turns out that, the 17-year-old that he's going to jail for 60 days for. Mm. He said this happened in 2013, and in fact, the church knew about it. And they put the priest on administrative leave.
Oh, that old thing.
I'm shocked.
Then, 6 years ago. Then apparently the child or his parents, somehow the Otsego police found out about it. And they looked into it. They ended up filing no charges. And so the church said, well, he wasn't charged, so we're reinstating him. Even though he ties kids up and puts him in the closet for half an hour.
Why run that risk?
He masturbates.
I have no
risk. Was he that great of a priest?
No, he wasn't. And get this. Okay, this is what's
Broom
the really shitbag thing about this is the 17-year-old, the one in this case, it turns out that he lived with Brian Stanley because he was his spiritual advisor.
I'm fucking 17.
That's embarrassing.
Why would you have your kid living with this priest who, he ties kids up, we know that. He locks them in a closet and puts tape over their eyes and mouth. But after all this, the case is decided, and they went to Father Brian Stanley and said, Father Stanley, what would you like to say about this? Would you like to apologize? No comment.
Oh, it's classic.
No comment.
Really?
So his life, in my opinion, it sounds to me, it was all about the grooming and all the other stuff was bullshit. And he's not sorry, or he would have said he was.
No.
He's lost his position. And so why apologize? He doesn't mean it.
Stanley.
The whole thing blew my mind. It's like, wait, this isn't like 1983 or 93.
Yeah.
This is in the 2010s, for fuck's sake.
What a fun story to end on.
No, he is not a priest, but he's still okay just to be, you know.
Well, he's in jail for 60 days, and he's got to register as a sex offender for 15 years.
Then he's cool to get out. No ban on.
Oh, yeah, then he can do whatever the fuck.
Well, no ban on being in closets or making.
I have a feeling he'll be doing weird things before the 15 years are up, frankly.
Sure.
Anyway, hey, like us on Facebook. Charlie the Duff has gotten a lot. Have you seen him? He's on Channel 7, Channel 2,
oh, really?
Channel 4. Yeah,
Free Press has a big headline. About it. Quotes the no BS.
Aha! Uh-huh. Yeah, he's all over the place. And the show's downloading. It's a pretty wild show. I jumped in there. I jumped into the fray. And
I saw the pictures.
And Pete Carmanos and I had a nice conversation. And
like that could have been me.
There's a lot going on in this show, I'm just telling you. The Soul of Detroit is out, too, with Jim Schaefer and Steve Wilson this week on The Soul of Detroit.
Oh.
Kobe! Where were you when you heard about Kobe?